This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to what is essentially a new show. What was once called Blood Curdling Tales of Terror is now being called Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop. So for those of you who may have not been watching the last couple weeks, we have changed up the show, and we are now going to be using a system. We're going to have a permanent cast. We're going to have permanent characters. I'm really hoping you guys are going to enjoy it and check out some of the new things we're doing. The book and system we are using is Tales from the Loop. You're going to want to go pick up this book and the monster book that comes with it. There's a lot of fantastic, great stuff in here. And I've already spilled a little bit of coffee.
It's very exciting.
It's already begun.
Even the coffee's excited.
Even the coffee is super excited. So y'all, if you're watching this, thank you so much for tuning in. We're really hoping you enjoy this adventure that we're going to be going on. If you enjoy the system and the rules we're playing with, go pick up the book and go let them know that this show made you want to go pick up that book.
Yes.
And want to play it. We really appreciate that it was Hyper and this show. So real quick, for those of you who are unaware, Tales from the Loop takes place in an alternate 1980s, the 80s that never was. It's a different kind of world. There's a Hadron Collider that was created in the 80s, maybe late 70s, around the 80s. And when it was created, things changed. Creatures, robots, machinery, a lot of things have changed, but this is still the real world. Children still go to school, parents still have to go to work. It's a lot of things you'll recognize with some small differences here and there along the way. So before we get into all that, let's introduce first our cast and our characters. And the reason you're going to want to meet our characters is because those incentives are going to tell you how to help them out. So first of all, at the very end of the table, Miss Janelle Santa Cruz, you're playing
Leanne Hamilton.
Next to Janelle, Emily Jacobson.
Eleanor Commodore Parker.
Next to Emily, Scott Rudin.
Ricky Donovan.
And next to Ricky Donovan.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Jacobs.
Chrissy Jacobs from Jessica Lynn Verde. So the reason we wanted to do that is because here are the incentives you guys are going to be able to help our cast and players and everything with. So each character is going to have their own hashtag. There's a thing in this game that we call luck. Essentially, luck is a reroll, right? So the way that's going to work is if you go hashtag Leanne, hashtag Ellie, hashtag Ricky, hashtag Chrissy, that's $25, you're giving those players a reroll. I'm going to explain how the rules work and the different systems and why you're going to want rerolls, but that's $25, okay? And eventually we're going to reach a goal where if a player reaches $100 for their player, and if you want to just straight out give them $100 so they have not necessarily four rerolls, but if you give them four, they're going to have a broken, what we call hashtag broken. And what broken is in the game is an automatic success. You don't even have to roll. The players get to hold on to that, though. And once that happens, once they are broken, they're going to suffer a condition. And after five or six conditions, the player is pretty much knocked out. So you are giving them an automatic success, but also you're giving them a condition.
And again,
on the one condition, which could be an injury. It could be that they're startled or feared, a feeling of panic. Maybe they lose an important item. But once they get to so many conditions, after that, every roll fails. Unless, again, you give them to the broken. So that's going to be $25 for each of the different players. At hashtag trouble, which is at $75, everybody, that's where you get to create a little bit of a scenario for our players. And it's going to be more interpersonal, simple life things. Let's say a hashtag trouble could be that Leanne has a bad hair day. That could just be a hashtag trouble. She's in high school.
How could that happen?
People will make fun of her. And that's a trouble she's then going to have to overcome with the dice rolls. So you get to create those. You get to create that. $75 is hashtag trouble. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys can create. Now, it has to work within the story. So obviously, people are trying to create hashtag troubles where a tornado suddenly rips open the school and players are getting sucked out. That might be a little crazy.
Plausible.
Could be, yeah. But a little crazy, but maybe that's something we can do. We'll see what happens. I want you guys to be as creative as you can be. This is a big one, and this is the one I think you guys are going to enjoy. If you enjoyed Blood Curdling Tales of Terror, which is hashtag vision, which is $50. Hashtag vision So what we have in this Hadron Collider is when a vision takes place, we have a thing called the pulse. And a pulse goes out, and our players are able to see things, things possibly from another dimension. And it might not necessarily physically affect them, but it might emotionally affect them. It might show them a world we might see later on as we continue on down the storyline, as we continue on into the loop. And a vision is where you can see things like a giant replacement baby, or you can see things like Wolf Boys. That is where you're going to want to bring back some of your old favorites.
Those sound so familiar, but I don't know what
so
you're talking about.
So familiar, yet distant. Yeah. You're going to want to bring, if you want to bring those characters back, you've got to do it in visions. And you get to tell me what the vision is. And then we get to work through how you players feel about seeing such horrific sights.
Tom Marone, is that you?
Yeah. And finally, $100 is group trouble. So we had original trouble. Someone has a bad hair day. You lost your favorite shoe. Anything like that. A group trouble is a bigger deal. A group trouble is all the kids are going to get in trouble. And it's worth saying, these are kids. We're in high school. That's where this story is taking place. So if you enjoy things like, oh, your Riverdales or your Monster Squads or your Breakfast Clubs, this is the show for you. And we also have goals. At every $250, we're going to find ourselves a little bit of an Echoplex pod. And what is inside that Echoplex pod? It is an unexplained phenomenon in the world of Tales from the Loop. But we're going to get it to every $250. And what is in that pod could literally be anything. It could be beneficial. It could be a bike. A kid would love a bike in this day and age of the 80s. Or it could be a fireball that you then have to try and roll away from. That is what could be inside the Echoplex.
Do they get to decide what's in there? Or?
Oh, no.
Gotcha. I just wanted to
know. Oh, no. That's at GM's discretion. Oh, thank you very much. Now, going through all that, those are the different ways you can incentivize the game, and I'm really hoping forward, looking forward to you guys being able to do that, because I know you guys love throwing in with those adventures. Now, to explain a little bit some of the roles and different things like that, how the dice work in this game, it's a very simple system. It's a D6 system, so all you need is a bunch of D6s. It's very, very simple, and there's four different attributes and skill categories within the game. So let's say the four attributes are body, tech, heart, and mind. And then there's different minor skill sets within that. So let's say, for example, we come across a scenario. There's a giant hole in the ground. Jess, you decide you're going to try and jump across it. You ain't scared of no holes in the ground.
Okay.
Well, Jessica, you have a body. What's your body at?
My body's at 5.
Your body's at 5. So she gets to roll 5 D6s. All she needs to succeed in this jump is 1 6 out of those 5 dice.
1 6.
You got it?
I did.
That was a success. Jessica was able to jump across the hole. That's how the game works. But you're definitely going to want to get into those lucks, because if it doesn't work out, Jess wants to have those lucks to re-roll it.
I do.
Because maybe she falls in that hole, and maybe she suffers
maybe
a condition.
Maybe Leanne needs them, though. I don't know.
Maybe Leanne does need them.
My love language is gifts, so unless people give me things, I won't know that they like me.
That's very true. And along with all that, guys, we also have a fantastic Reddit. I want you guys to go in there. Because, again, this is a continuous story. We're going to be dropping mysteries in here. Things are going to be happening, so I want to hear those theories. But all that said, all that done, let us jump into the beginning of our tale. Tales from the Loop.
So exciting.
It begins.
Yes.
It's a Saturday morning in the Boulder City. In the distance, you see the giant Hadron Collider sitting like a monolith over this city. The Boulder City is near the dam, sometimes referred to as the Dam City. A couple miles away from Las Vegas, you wouldn't be able to get there on a bike, but you could drive if you wanted to have a night on the town. It's Saturday morning, and, well, the only kids who go to school on Saturday are either in band or they have detention. And I'll tell you right now, none of our players are currently in band.
Currently.
It could happen. A car pulls up. We see Ricky Donovan, his father behind the wheel, Carl. All right. This is what I had to do with my morning. Take your ass to school.
Look, I apologized. It's not a big deal. I'm just going to do this.
Not a big deal.
Done with it.
You know I work all week.
I know.
I work all week for you to put food in your mouth.
I know you do.
And this was my Saturday morning.
Look, I already apologized. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Listen. I know it's hot. I know it's just you and me. Okay? But just be a good kid. That's all. I already sent you to military school.
Look, I'm trying.
You can't figure it out?
I'm trying. Okay? I'm trying.
Harder.
I will.
All right, give me a hug.
All right.
Aww.
He leans over and hugs you.
Aww.
I'll be here when you get out.
All right, see you in a couple hours.
All right. You get out of the car. You start making your way up to the school. It's Carl's car. Drives away. Another car comes pulling up. And in that car is Leanne Hamilton with her mother, Regina.
I can't believe this guy gave me detention, man. I'm sorry, Ma. Sorry, Grandma.
Your grandmother sitting in the back seat because her and your mother are going to go get breakfast. It's a Saturday morning tradition for them. I don't... Walk me through what happened.
The guy didn't know how to leave the classroom, and I tried to help him. And I...
In what
just, manner? I told him the truth. I told him the truth.
What was the truth?
That he was dumber than a bag of hammers.
Okay. Listen. I think it's important. You know, you have elders. You can't just say whatever you want to them. And your grandmother leans forward. That's right!
I know, I know. I know. I'm sorry.
Listen. Just explain to me again what the teacher did wrong.
He didn't know what he was doing. That's what he did wrong.
You might be the smartest person in the room, but a smart person would know not to show that. You hear me?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay.
Be smart, but be silent. Do you want anything from the restaurant?
Take some hash browns.
Hash browns? Okay. They'll be in the fridge when you get home.
Thanks, Mom.
You get out of the car. You start making your way up the stairs. And the final car pulls up. And in that car is Chrissy Jacobson with her mother, Debbie, who's already done up on her way to her jazzercise class. Okay, get out of the car. I need to go.
Okay. I'm probably going to be done here around 1:30 at most. I don't know.
And?
We live 5 miles, so I'm just hoping.
Fine. What, 1:30?
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
Okay. I'm late.
I know. I'm sorry.
As you get out of the car, start making your way up.
Goodbye.
And as you enter the school and the doors close behind you, we see, right as the doors are closing, walking up to the school, not being given a ride, is Eleanor Parker.
Never thought I would be here on a Saturday.
Eleanor prefers walking to school, even though she knows that velociraptors are a problem in this world. But they are easily avoidable if you know the right route. Now, Eleanor, being someone who walks to school, knows that correct route. And she starts making her way up the steps. She suddenly hears behind her, "Hey, Commodore!"
Yes.
And band leader Peter Henderson throws a milk at you in a little carton.
Can I try and dodge it?
You certainly can.
Okay, that's my body.
That's your body? Great. And your body is, what's your body at?
Two.
All right.
I'm a very smart person.
So you have two dice.
I'm good at everything that I know. Y'all get ready.
Let's see, baby.
No.
So you get hit with this milk. It just bursts on you on the wall of high school.
Very funny. Thank you.
You got it, Commodore! Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
And he starts walking away with his drums. As you make your way into the school, we follow you down the hallway. There's a bathroom, and then there's a library where detention takes place. You can go to the bathroom to try and clean yourself off.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
But you will be late for detention, which could bring about another detention.
I don't want to be here. I'm going to go straight into the library.
Okay.
Just smelling like milk.
So you go to the library. The doors open, and you see the three others, as well as a couple other kids who are in detention. Bobby, all anyone knows his last name. There's rumors that he might have killed somebody
Bobby?
At some point. Bobby.
My boyfriend's name is Bobby.
Is this your boyfriend?
No. I hope not.
I would hope you would know.
It's not. My boyfriend would never almost kill somebody.
God. There's a rumor he might have killed somebody. He has a big, massive mohawk.
Yeah, not my boyfriend.
His shoes up on the desk. As Mr. Baker, the head of detention, and also the head of math, and the teacher that one Miss Leanne called dumber than a bag of hammers. Whoops.
Hashtag Leanne looks broken.
All right,
oh,
Leanne,
my God.
You have an automatic success then, if you want, whenever, whichever role you choose.
Oh my God.
But it will also give you a condition, so keeping that in mind.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Barker, let me write that down. Mr. Barker walks around, looks at the kid, slaps the feet off the desk of Bobby, looks over and sees Eleanor. Take a seat.
Oh,
what happened to you?
Milk carton, 4 o'clock.
So right now there's about 3 or 4 different tables. Are you guys sitting with anybody?
I'm sitting by myself.
By yourself? Where have you decided to sit?
I'm sitting at a table by myself.
By yourself?
I'll sit at the same table as Bobby.
As Bobby? How close are you to Bobby? Are you like on the
opposite
side of the table?
On the other side. I'm close, but not that close.
Up front to the left, as far away, like upper corner as I can be from most people.
Are you close? Are you close to Mr. Barker?
Closer to him, yeah.
Okay. So Mr. Barker walks around, studies the scene. Are you all happy to be here?
No.
Is that a joke?
No, it was a question. Are you all happy to be here?
Are you?
No.
I'm not happy to be here. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have to be here if we didn't have so many delinquents at this goddamn school. But we do. My Saturday's often a giant question mark. Who got detention? Who didn't?
You could have someone else do the shift.
What was that, miss?
Preferably somebody else.
Why don't we go around? Why don't we all explain why we're here? Let's explain what got us here. Let's explain why it made
us
feel good.
What's the purpose of telling people why we're here?
What?
When you know why I'm here.
Yeah, but I want to make sure everyone else also knows why you're here. I also want to make sure everyone else knows that you don't mess with Mr. Barker. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
He thinks that public shaming is going to help us.
I can hear you. You are 10 feet from me. Do you want detention again?
No, sir.
No? What'd you say, Commodore?
No, sir.
Commodore.
You call me Commodore, too?
Everyone calls you Commodore.
You bring Commodore 64 to a talent show once, and no one lets you forget it.
Well, I wasn't aware that was why that happened. I'm a teacher, not a student.
Can we go to sleep?
You? Are you, though?
Can you go to sleep in detention?
I mean, we're just all sitting here.
Donovan, do you want me to call your father?
No.
No?
I just want to be quiet and just get this over with.
No, we're going to talk. We're going to get to all know why we are here. Right. Let's start with you, cheerleader. Why are you here? What'd you do?
I accidentally ran into Leanne in the cafeteria, and the teacher thought that I had purposefully, aggressively dropped and pushed the tray out of her hands, and I didn't.
So was it an accident or was it on purpose?
It was an accident. I'm sorry.
Good. BS.
What?
How many weeks did that get you?
Three.
Week 1 of 3.
Why would you put her in here with me on the same day?
It's not like they have 3 different places to put us.
Yeah, what's your idea?
I shouldn't even be here.
You shouldn't be here?
Nope.
We'll get to you. You be quiet for right now.
You're the only one that did something wrong.
Okay, both of you be quiet. This is not an open forum.
You're the one who wants to talk.
Individually. Like a classroom. You've been in one?
Yes, I'm a very good student.
Great. Donovan.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
There's a misunderstanding with another kid in my math class.
Oh, look, you had a...
Hashtag vision Pale Gray being his charming self. Many girls swoon over him. Too bad for them he likes guys.
So, a vision will be taking place. We will get to that. Thank you so much. A disagreement in a math class. So, you didn't agree on a problem? You got a different answer? What happened?
It was just this thing with that douchebag, Jamie Callahan.
Jamie Callahan, I'm aware of him.
Yeah.
Top student, top in class currently.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie's a nice guy.
Oh, really?
He is. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't refer to him as a douchebag.
Who said that?
Oh, you said that word.
Anyway, he had something to say about a quiz that we got back, and there was a... I think the teacher called it a scuffle, and now I'm here. So, that's that.
So you got a quiz back, and then you fought a kid?
Hey, look, he said some shit, and then...
What'd he say?
Like, I didn't do great on the quiz, and he made fun of me, and then, I don't know, something happened. It was just, you know, one of those things.
Hot temper. Great, great. That'll be great. How many weeks does that get you?
Four.
Fantastic. You two are going to get to know each other pretty well then. Commodore, what'd you do?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Give me a break. What'd you do? We're here all day. We're here till one. I'll wait.
Just get this over with. Just tell him what you did.
Apparently, it is against the rules to go looking through administrative office files, even if it is your blood relative. I should have access to my brother's files.
She says that there's this quietness that kind of goes over the room. Not much is known about what happened to George Parker. Been a little while since anybody's really talked about George Parker outside the Parker home. Mr. Baker clears his throat, looks and goes, okay. You, smartass, what'd you do?
Sir, I did nothing wrong, and I apologize that you thought I did something wrong.
Well, I think what you did was you overstepped your bounds, yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Thank you.
She clearly doesn't understand how it works here because she's from a different part of the country.
Did anybody ask you?
I'm just saying that maybe you deserve a break because you're new here.
I don't need your help.
Oh, is that so from your part of the country, as it was saying, so it's okay to interrupt and insult your elders?
It's possible, right?
Sir, I apologize that what you did, or what you think I did, was wrong, and I would like to get this over with. I am sorry.
All right.
Don't need your help.
Bobby, what'd you do? Bobby's feet back on the desk, picking his teeth with a toothpick, goes, I got caught smoking. And as soon as he finishes saying he got caught smoking, you feel this through your... And the four of you suddenly enter as the collider has pulsed. And you don't know if anybody else has ever had these experiences before. Not something anybody talks about. But suddenly this pulse happens and you notice the room has disappeared. Mr. Barker has disappeared. Bobby is gone. But the four of you are still there. And suddenly, in the blackness, out walks this young man. Some of you recognize him, some of you don't. You might have seen him before in past visions. His name is Kale. He looks at you and goes, back again.
Do you see what I'm seeing right now?
How are you here?
You've seen this before too?
Yeah.
I don't think we have much time, but I'm here to tell you, A, you're looking great. Everyone's looking real good right now, especially you.
Thanks.
A. B, also wanted to tell you, look out.
What do you mean, look out?
Look out.
For anything. And as soon as he says that, you're back in the library. And it's just the four of you.
Just the four of us in the library?
It's the four of you are back in the library. There's Bobby and there's Mr. Barker. And it's almost like this black cloud has left the four of you.
Were you just there right now? That happened for you two before too?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, sir.
Detention! We're all here.
All right. Please pull out any notebooks, any homework you got to get done. That's going to be your main assignment for today. Just going to sit quietly. Okay. Yes.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Jacobs, what?
Can I go to the bathroom?
We've literally been here 10 minutes.
I know. I just forgot to use it before I went home. I don't want to talk about it. It's, you know...
All right, well, you're not going alone, and I'm not going with you.
Can I go to the bathroom, please?
I am fine alone.
The three of you need to go to the bathroom?
I actually need to go to the bathroom.
Woman problems, we are on pheromones, sir.
I'm covered in milk.
It is very likely we need
I'm
to use
it. I'm literally covered in milk.
I actually
at the same time.
I'm going to start smelling real bad. And
Fine. Go to the bathroom. The three of you get up and go to the bathroom. Ricky, you're like, yeah. It's just you,
it's me and Bobby.
Bobby, and Mr. Baker.
As quietly as I can, I want to try to get Bobby's attention.
Okay, great. I'm going to have you, you're going to use your body, and you have sneak.
Cool.
So you're 7 dice.
2 successes.
2 successes, great. Do you want to save one of those successes, or do you want to use both now?
I'm going to use... If I can, I'm going to use one to get his attention and then try to very quietly so Mr. Barker doesn't hear. I'm going to try to say, did you just see that?
Okay, so.
Oh, God.
What? That guy. Did you see that guy? What guy? He said we all look great and said, watch out. You know,
are you coming on to me, man?
No. No, there was. All right, clearly you didn't. Never mind.
As Bobby puts his feet back up on the desk. Because having to turn around, he had to take them off.
Oh, my God.
So we go to the bathroom as the three girls are walking down the hallway.
I'm trailing behind them.
You say you've seen that.
What, have you seen it before?
I've seen that. I've only been alone when I've seen it. Hey.
I'm right here.
Chrissy.
You've seen that before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were there. We saw you. That Kale looked directly after you. That man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He really addressed you.
You smell like old milk.
Leave her alone. She's helpful at all.
Yeah, you don't know.
What did he mean by that? He talked to you before?
Yeah, he's. At first I thought they were dreams, but then they just started happening. Like
that's what I thought. I thought I was going crazy.
Or in class, or at the dinner table, and yeah, I've never seen other people in them before.
Same.
I thought I was the only one.
You guys actually here to use the bathroom or just talk? Because I have
to. I am here to clean up myself. Thank you. I start getting like paper. Are we in the bathroom now?
Yeah, you guys have made your way into the bathroom.
I start getting paper towels and stuffing them underneath the sink and just taking off my sweater and.
So, what are you doing in the bathroom?
I am not really going to the bathroom. I'm really shook up.
Okay.
I have been experiencing these dreams, but they've just felt like dreams, and, is Kale hot?
Yeah,
it's
very attractive.
I just thought,
one direction-y kind of way.
Yeah, I'm into it in some ways, but like
Corey Feldman.
Part of me is like, overcome, like, because he talk to me directly, but also like I'm very uncomfortable about what it means, so I just am trying to collect myself.
So is this information you're holding on to, do you want to tell them or?
I am trying to collect myself and it's not working, and okay. So behind the stall I say it happens to me pretty often.
So, she said it a lot to us?
Yeah.
So, you've seen them pretty often too?
Often. It's not like.
Have you always been alone?
Yeah, and I'm just a little upset that, like, you guys were there too. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I just thought it was something.
Oh, you thought it was something special? You thought you were so special, Chrissy.
I'm not saying that.
Classic.
Classic? You don't even know me.
Girl, I knew you the moment I came into school.
That's what you think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's not
you want to make sure everybody know you.
I can't help that.
So you're hearing all this as you're cleaning off milk.
Yeah,
Are you trying to just ignore it? Or?
You gotta learn to defend yourself. Stick up for yourself.
I'm trying to catch it. I have very low hand-eye coordination. Look,
every time someone throw a milk carton at you, you're just gonna catch it?
Look, when your brother disappears and you get labeled as the Parker kid and then labeled as Commodore, like, You don't know what it's like being here at this school. Be thankful that you're a new kid where at least people can get to know you and they don't have some idea of that you're this freak whose brother's missing and whose parents don't care.
It wouldn't be that hard for you, Ellie, if you just acted normal.
Don't listen to her.
Oh, I'm right.
Yeah, please. You and my mom.
All right, I'm done here. I leave the bathroom.
So as you open the bathroom door, there standing is a man in a suit who you bump into. You have not, do not recognize this man. His glasses, dark sunglasses on. Pardon me. Have you seen this man? It's a photo of Mr. Barker.
What, why do you need him?
Is she the only one outside of the room?
No, you're both, like, she opened the door and, like, bumped into this guy, was, like, near the door. Because he probably overheard you guys talking in the bathroom.
What do you...
Sorry, this is ladies only?
What do you need to know for?
I think you originally said, what do I need him? So you have seen him.
That's not what she said.
I mean,
Excuse me, there are young girls here. You shouldn't be in here. Ew, why are you smiling like a creep?
So he is here.
What? No, I didn't say that.
Get
he was
out
here.
Of here, loser!
As he puts the photo back in his jacket pocket. See you around. He starts to make his way down the hallway.
That was real weird. What is...
I immediately take out my Sharp Wizard, OZ-7000, and I make a note. It is a personal, like, it is like a multi kind of functioning personal hand kind of computer, if y'all don't know. It's a personal organizer that has notes, a calculator, possible disc cassette. Addition, it is my pride and joy, and that's where I keep all my notes in it. So I immediately make a note of this dude.
Fantastic.
So do you think Mr. Barker be like touching people or something, doing something inappropriate?
Look, I've seen men in suits, in sunglasses, way too many times in my life, and it's never a good sign. I don't think it's pedophilia. I think it's...
Well, he had a photo of him.
Could be something else.
Let's cut him off at the pass and tell Mr. Barker.
Yeah, let's go back.
But what if Mr. Barker's doing something wrong?
Well, how do we know that he isn't?
He had a photo of him, like, he's looking for him.
Well, maybe that guy's a creep, because he was trying to get into the girl's bathroom. You don't know everything. I want to take a shortcut to the library to cut this guy off.
Your perfume's too strong, it smells.
Okay,
stinks.
He wasn't necessarily heading towards the library. He's just walking around the
store. Well, yeah, but I want to get there quickly.
Okay, great. So you start making your way down. Are you guys going to follow her, or are you going to go?
Yeah, we're going to follow.
So you're making your way back in the library. Bobby has gotten up. He's walked over to the books.
Shoes off.
And he's looking.
Shoes off.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's walking over to the books, pulls out a large book, walks back over and starts flipping through it.
What are you reading?
What?
What are you reading?
Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
As the doors swing open, and in walk the girls. Oop.
When Chrissy tries to go back to the library, she can't get the door open for some reason. #trouble.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
So going back 10 seconds. So the three of you get to the library door. Chrissy, you push on it, and it won't budge.
Yeah, but I must have locked it. Bobby is so stupid.
That murderer is your boyfriend?
No, he's not my boyfriend.
Ain't that the murderer's name?
No, first of all, I don't think Bobby murdered anybody. They just think that.
Your boyfriend, you know.
My boyfriend is not that Bobby. My boyfriend is Bobby Nolan.
So you're trying to get in. It's not happening.
Guys, there's no, here, someone else try it.
Well, this is a trouble, so do you have to attempt something?
Just open the damn door.
I do what?
Try and attempt, so how do you want to try to open the door?
So I would like to... I think it's locked, so is Mr. Barker still in the library?
He's in the library, but it's a fairly large library, so just kind of pushing on the door, he might not necessarily hear it.
Totally, I just didn't know if I can get to him a different way.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and, this is a real big trouble. I want to lead the girls to a different part to open the door.
You're going
to
go around?
Yeah.
Okay, so to go around, there's going to be a... there's like another like double doors kind of a thing that leads to the outside. Like the library is kind of a circular in the center. So go outside, you could go to the field or to the other side of the library. It's gonna be double doors. So to do that, I'm gonna have you. I am gonna have you roll for it.
Right. So I want to roll my lead, unless you think I can. So I want to tell the girls to come with me another way.
Okay. Yeah. See. Okay. Yeah. So see if you can talk them into it, because they, because the trouble's for you. They might be able to get into the library.
This is so true. Okay. Woo! Oh. Jenga. No, it's not Jenga. There we go. Oh, I got a six. I succeeded.
You succeeded?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So telling the girls to come along with you.
I can't open this door. I think Bobby's playing a trick on us. Let's just go around.
Okay.
Whatever. Fine. Whatever.
I just want to get back in and make
playing
sure.
Jokes on her.
And Chrissy, you do have now have two Lux as well.
Oh, great.
So Lux are on there, just so everybody.
Great.
So you guys go out, you open the doors, go outside, and you're hearing the band.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Can suddenly I... you hear, they're coming down!
Nope. Hurry up, Chrissy. Where's this hindrance, Chrissy?
And as you turn, you see a hot dog comes flying, comes out of the bun.
Bun and can I try dog. To dodge it?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay. I did adjust my stats a little bit. I just changed two numbers around it. That's okay. I gave myself a body of 3 because I'm going to be dodging a lot of stuff in this game. And I just changed my heart. I lowered my heart once.
Oh.
So I changed.
So what are you rolling?
A 3.
You're rolling a 3?
Okay. I'm heartless. But I got to dodge these. I got to dodge these bullet attempts, you guys. Or give me some luck points, please. Oh, I have 3 luck points already. I'm pretty young.
Oh, yeah. That's the point. You can still be bad at it.
So I can use, well, how do I use a luck point? I can just use
Well, luck points, so for the purpose of the game, we were taking away luck points and the chat had to buy them for you.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, I don't have any then.
Yep.
Give me some luck points, please. No 6.
Can I give her a luck? I can't give her a luck point.
Nope. So, even though you just cleaned up all this mouth, you now get hit with this hot dog and bun that had ketchup on it.
No, I was so wondering if there were condiments.
It's like...
Oh.
Now, Chrissy was the one who took you guys outside. If you want to be mad at Chrissy, or if you just want to be like, these are the happenstances of my life.
Let's just... Can we please hurry up and get inside?
Why are we even out here?
Throw the hot dog?
Who's the kid? One of the band kids.
I go straight up to that kid.
You're going to that kid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are creating a trouble.
I am.
What do you want, cheerleader?
I want to tell you that what you just did was not very nice.
It starts laughing with all the other band kids. What are you going to do about it?
I could tell everybody your secret.
His face goes like bleak.
Isn't it kind of shitty when...
Shut, come on.
Yeah, I know, but people get made fun of for just being who they are. Because, like, who you are could be funny, but is it?
Come on.
I won't tell them.
I just threw a hot dog. It's not a big fucking
deal. It is a big effing deal.
Hey, Commodore, I'm sorry. I mean, Eleanor, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to pick up the hot dog and throw it at him.
Go for it.
As he turns his back, I want to try to splatter it on his back.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
How many do I need to roll?
What are you? Is you're throwing?
My body is 4.
4. Yep. So go 4. For it.
Skilly.
Did not hit.
Translation. Don't hey, hit. Everyone here to support the new show or volume, so hashtag Ellie and hashtag Chrissy. Hope you're having fun with Love, the giant replacement baby.
No.
So, that takes us into a vision. So right then, you feel the pulse hit again. The 3 of you suddenly are no longer on the field. As you're in the, yeah, right when you pick up the hot dog, the hot dog vanishes.
Is it mid-suspension?
Mid-suspending hot dog.
Just, the hot dog vanished. In the library, Ricky, you're looking at Bobby as he's going through this book, and suddenly, this blackness comes over you again. And you're just in this blackness.
How'd you get here?
Where are we?
I mean.
Again?
We're all back here again.
Oh my god.
And you suddenly hear.
Kale?
Bobby!
What's not Kale?
That's definitely not Kale.
And you see, like, out of the blackness, these little chubby fingers.
Oh my god, that's definitely not Kale.
Come reaching
Kale?
Out.
What the dang is that?
Come reaching out of the darkness.
Kale!
Gale!
You know this thing?
No! Gale!
And as the more and more light starts to appear, you start to see this deformed face. Fuck no that. Teeth of this giant baby.
Oh my god.
Reaching out. Mommy!
I'm a professional babysitter. Hi, baby.
And right before it gets to you, the vision dissipates, and you're still holding the hot dog. You're back in the library, and you're like wide-eyed looking at the band. What's going on? What's your problem?
That was not a normal baby.
You're my problem, dude. Let's go.
Are you causing this?
What?
You say you know this thing, and you lied about it earlier.
I didn't lie about it. I just omitted.
That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Back in the library, Bobby's looking over at you. The book mid-open goes like, you okay? You didn't see that? You were mumbling to yourself. You fucking crazy, man. You're fucked in the head, Dominic.
You're one to
talk. I like you, bro.
You're one to talk, killer.
Did he invent the word bro?
In this world?
Yeah, maybe. We have reached our first goal. So right before the girls get to the second entrance to the library, you see suddenly an echoplex. Doesn't appear out of nowhere, but it's almost like you turned the corner and there it was. You guys are aware that the echoplexes in this world are these unexplained events, but if they come and they're there, there could be something good in them. There could also be something bad in them. But the temptation, ooh, that temptation.
Come on, guys, let's just go to the library.
The echoplex is out. It's outside the
yeah.
the door of the library.
Yeah,
but it won't block our entrance necessarily.
Nope.
Come on, let's go.
Well, don't you want to open that thing?
No.
I'm gonna open it.
No. You're opening it?
Yep.
I kind of want to open it too. Yeah, open it.
Actually, I have my fair.
Don't worry about it. Why don't you get out of here and go back to
take whatever? I have to take whatever the loop gives me.
This bad girl attitude thing, I knew mean thing, is not gonna work for very long.
I'm not a bad girl.
I'm not talking about you.
Okay. All right.
So you open it up, and inside is a sweater, and it's one you'd recognize.
Is that Greg?
And you can smell him.
Who's Greg? Is that Greg?
It's not. It's George.
George? I'm sorry. It's been so long.
This is my brother's favorite sweater.
That's his sweater?
Yeah.
How did it get here?
It's the loop!
You think he's still alive?
Yes, I know he's... Look, I know he's still alive. Everyone says he's dead. I know he's still alive. Look, this is his sweater. This is the loop telling me he's still alive. This is the loop confirming that I have to keep looking.
Okay, we need to be careful. Okay.
I'm so happy.
I'll help you as much as I can. I believe you. I think he's alive.
You sure you want to align yourself with a freak? Or a loser?
You're not a loser.
That's real nice coming from you. Real nice and real genuine. I got your back. We'll see how it goes. If they sent you that sweater, I know how important family is. All right, I want to go into the...
Yeah,
open the library. As soon as you open the door, Ricky's sitting there. Bobby looks up, smiles, holds open the book, and it's a yearbook, and goes, "This is your brother?"
Yeah.
He probably did.
I run over to him and punch him in the face.
Great. So that would be...
That's a body.
That's a body.
Can I add a luck to it? Or do I do it after the roll?
You can do it before or after if you want. But I will say, like, luck is a reroll. So if you want to already use a reroll,
I might save it.
No, use it.
I would use it.
Use it.
All right. I'll see how this goes. And yep. if I need an extra, I'll do it after. Yep, I need it. All right. Please let me punch him in the face.
Please let me punch him in the... Nope. And I use my reroll.
So you walk over, you lift your fist about to punch, and as you come forward, Mr. Barker grabs your hand. Sit down!
Whoa.
Where'd you come from?
I've been in here. Where'd you guys go?
Well,
how long did it take to go to the bathroom?
A long time because someone locked that door.
Someone locked the door.
What?
The door was locked, sir.
As he walks over, he pushes it.
I knew it wasn't locked.
Well, then maybe you should have tried it.
Maybe you're weak.
Weak? Fine. Yeah.
Try lifting something a little more than some pom-poms.
I don't like to fight, and you're just making it really, really difficult.
Mr. Barker, someone was looking for you.
Who?
This dude in the suit with glasses.
He was creepy. He was trying to get in the girls' restroom.
He had your picture, and he was looking for you.
He stands there a minute. All right, well, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to ignore this whole thing that happened. Bobby, go sit on the other side of the library.
Please, he should be asked to leave. Like, he's, like, so mean.
Well, he's in detention.
Well, yeah, but you might go to, like, solitary detention or something.
Solitary? What does that mean?
Make him go sit by himself elsewhere.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sitting on the other side of the library.
Well, you're doing an ineffective job.
You too? You and you? You're going to tell me how to do my job?
I'm just saying.
Why don't I tell you how to do your job? Your cheers suck.
Excuse me?
Your cheers are shit.
Don't stop.
That's not how you talk to a student.
We're in here
to tell you. What kind of person do you think you are?
That is not proper teacher protocol.
What was that?
Do you know who my father is?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, that's your big mistake.
Can we just get back to detention so we can get this over with?
Oh, we're just going to let him treat us like crap? Like, we're students. Just because we're students doesn't mean we don't have rights.
It doesn't give you any power over us.
How about you just ignore it?
No, in fact, it does. I can give you infinite detention. And in fact, considering I'm your teacher, I can just give you an F.
Infinite.
And find out why.
F for find out why?
There we go. Watch out for infinite detention.
He takes out a little note.
I don't want detention. I do not want to spend every Saturday with you guys.
He starts writing stuff down. And then closes the little notepad. And points at you. Sit down. Everyone do your work. No one talk to anybody.
A-okay.
So as you guys start to work.
What are you working on? Work.
I'm working on an English paper, Tom Sawyer.
I am now, I have a secret notebook I carry with me that is a case file for my brother. So I'm adding the fact that I have a sweater to it, and I'm trying to think of, like, I'm also recording all of my experiences in the loop.
Yeah.
So I'm marking down these two new experiences that just happened.
Is this all writing or are there drawings?
In the sketchbook, yeah, there's drawings, and I have it logged in my Sharp Wizard OZ-7000, my iconic item.
Bobby, what are you working on? Ricky.
Yeah, I've got a math worksheet, but I'm just drawing circles and erasing them.
I'm also working on math, and it's not my strong suit.
Bobby leans over, sees you working on your math. That's not how you're supposed to do that.
Ew, you smell like bologna.
Yeah, I don't live in a... nice house.
Oh, is that why you're mean to everybody? Because you're jealous or something?
I mean, probably.
It's probably really hard.
So why are you mean to everybody? What do you have to be jealous of?
I'm not mean to everybody. I'm really nice to everybody.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I'm like...
That's why you're here?
I didn't do...
Because you're a real nice person?
What is your problem? You didn't see what happened.
I was going to say, I can help you with that math homework.
I would rather you never talk to me ever again until you change your attitude.
Okay. It's really not that hard, though.
It's hard for me, okay?
And I'm willing to help you.
I don't want your help. You're not being very nice.
What if I said I'm sorry?
People just say they're sorry, and they don't necessarily mean it.
I mean it.
if you're really sorry, then maybe you should go tell Ellie that you're sorry. And then maybe I'll let you help me.
All right. As he gets up, walks over to Ellie. Hey, that was mean. Sorry.
Yeah, you're real sorry.
I am.
I look at Chrissy. And I kind of like look back. I'm like,
thank you. I appreciate your apology.
I hope you find him. Really.
Kind of, yeah, kind of like look for a sec. Like.
As he turns around to Chrissy.
Don't quote.
You smoke? You want to get the fuck out of here and grab a cigarette?
No, I'm gonna. You saw him write my name on the list.
That guy?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, I can't walk up. It already caused enough trouble. It's not worth it.
You say you can't walk up?
I'm just saying.
Hey, watch this. Bobby stands up and just starts walking towards the door as Mr. Barker's like, Bobby! Bobby! Bob! Takes out his little notepad, starts writing stuff down. Bobby looks and goes to Mr. Barker, looks at you and goes, and walks out.
Kiss his own fingers.
Is that an option? Can we just leave?
That is her boyfriend, Bobby.
Mr. Barker's like, son of a bitch!
Can we go?
No, Donovan, you can't go! Mr. Barker starts running after Bobby. So just the four of you now in the library.
Can I ask you a question?
Did you see that baby? What the hell was that baby
doing? Yeah, why are you playing by the rules? You were the kid who got sent off to military school.
I'm just trying to get through this day so I can get out of here. I've got other things I want to do today.
You're the only one with things to do?
Probably not. What the hell was that
baby? Do you know how much work is not being done by me being here? So no, you're not the only one that has things to do.
I didn't assume I was.
Yes,
What was that goddamn baby?
Here, I drew it.
What was that baby, though?
So you drew it, you're showing everybody your drawing.
That is a frightening.
This is what it looks like,
accurate.
Right?
Yeah, I saw it too.
Those fingers were chubby as hell.
That thing was terrifying. Disgusting. And it almost got massive. You, Chrissy.
No, I would have been fine.
You tried to talk to something from the
How
loop.
How come? Hey, both things we saw were related to you.
They were not. I just got
you related to that baby?
I'm not related to that baby.
The thing came right at you.
Because I talked to it and engaged.
Well, you were all like, I'm a babysitter. I'm going
to
go cradle it.
Do you know that baby?
Never. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Is that your baby?
Are you, like, stupid in the head?
No.
Is it your baby? Do you know it?
Yeah, look, it might be my baby. I'm just saying.
Because you probably sleep with all the girls and you don't know how many children you have rolling around. I don't kiss and tell. Oh, like I do. What's your problem?
Just asking. Look, we just saw a crazy baby thing. Well,
and
I'm a little bit freaking out.
Did they sleep together too? She got a lot of boyfriends.
Oh my God.
Probably not.
Can we just all shut the frick up? And just keep our heads down and through this.
No, something's going on. Why are we all four in the loop?
What if this baby knows where your brother is?
Look, I am writing down everything.
Oh, girl! And then I take her papers and I just start looking through it. Like,
that's her private stuff.
How long have you been tracking this stuff?
I've been tracking this stuff ever since. Well,
it's a lot of writing.
Ever since George disappeared, and I started getting these visions. I've been making a note of them. It has to be connected. Look, we're all there. I thought I was the only person getting them, but apparently all four of us are there, so that must mean something.
But why are we there now together? Just because
And so frequently. I've never had two in like an hour.
And that baby, it's never been so scary.
So you've seen that baby before?
No, I'm saying I've never had such a scary encounter. It's not like it's fun being in there, but
Leanne, you're gonna reach into your pocket. and you pull out an item. You kind of just start playing with it in your hands. It's almost like a comfort thing.
It's hashtag vision, it's a fabulous awesome master stripper detective Batman who loves to work.
That's a lot of words.
I'm gonna make that work in the world.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm gonna make that work. So as you start like rubbing the item in your hand, the blackness comes around all four of you.
No, not again. Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Hail. And you start to hear in the distance, it's almost like a beat, like a rhythmic, like just like almost like a heart that's going and going and going.
Ellie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
You hear that too?
Oh yeah. I've never heard music.
In the shadows, you see a man come out, this well-dressed in a suit, and he slowly grabs and opens the suit up. See underneath.
There's a hashtag vision. Chrissy's last cheerleading practice. A cheerleader from a rival school arrived and accused her of stealing their cheers.
All right, we'll get to that. He opens his jacket, and underneath you see this tight leather outfit. And he reaches back behind his head and pulls down a mask. And he starts to dance. And he points at all four of you.
See, it's not just me.
And as the rhythm starts to speed up, he walks closer and closer as his mouth opens up and bats come and as they cover you and he starts to gyrate, almost like the bats are emptying his body, flying towards you all. And as
I can stop!
This leather skin bag falls to the ground. And a hole opens up and sinks down. And you guys start to get pulled towards the hole.
No! So Sonic,
do you want to try and see if you can avoid the hole?
I can stop this!
Yeah.
Okay, I want to use two of my... Well, I have five body, but no, I'll use one of my laps.
Your luck.
One, two, three, four.
Well, do you not? You have four, so you have a broken. This could be a success. This is
oh, yeah, I don't
want to
fucking go there. I'll do that.
Yep.
I have four? It doesn't say that. Am I not
I'm sorry. You have four.
I have the broken.
My mistake.
No, so I don't have that.
My bad.
But that's cumulative still, right? So even though if I use them and I get another luck.
As long as you get to four, you can eventually have a broken, yes.
Great. But if I use it right now, I can't?
No, you can. You can. Okay, and once every character gets $100.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to use one of my lucks. And it worked. I got a six.
You got a six. So what do you want to do is you're being pulled towards this hole.
I take out my scrunchie really quick, and I try and find something that I can hitch my wagon to so I can hold on. And then I start reaching out for everybody else.
So great. So you pull the scrunchie down. You connect it, and it's almost like the blackness of the ground almost like wraps around it like vines, creating like this hold.
Yeah. So I come on, guys. Come on, you guys.
So you're reaching back, so all of you got to try and roll to see if you can get
No.
All right, so I'm going to, using force, I'm going to try to take, just plant my feet and try to get over there.
Right.
And I succeeded.
Oh, yeah!
One success.
Do I have to use my broken before?
You do not have to if you don't want to. You can hold on to it. It's an automatic success. But this is a pretty dire situation.
I'm using my broken.
You're using your broken?
I'm using my broken.
Great.
Yep. That's an automatic success. All right.
Automatic success. Grab. Because you use your broken, you now have a condition. We will get to that condition in a moment. So as you guys are holding on to each other, the sinkhole starts to suck harder and harder as it's like, it's almost like wind is whipping you guys back. And suddenly, a hand grabs out and grabs your hand. And as you look up, it's a cheerleader from the rival school.
Janessa?
As she pulls the four of you up and the wind stops.
Janessa, what are you doing here?
And as she speaks, it's almost like you hear the sound of an entire squad, though it's just her. You know why we're here.
I don't. We haven't fought your team in a month.
You haven't had to. You stole from us.
I didn't
Hashtag trouble Chrissy didn't realize it, but her super cool Lisa Frank unicorn school folders somehow got replaced with very bland and generic single color folders. How depressing.
Great, well, we'll get to that.
No!
You stole from us.
What are you talking about?
And now we're gonna steal from you. And they grab on, she grabs onto your face.
Ah!
And then she starts to pull. It's almost like you can almost feel like your skin ripping around.
We can see this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can I breathe?
Yes.
Help her out!
Get
her! Janessa! I want to pull her hand away.
Okay.
Can we help?
You can help. You can help.
All right.
This is a, you're all, once you're in the visions, you can all see.
Okay.
That's a success.
Okay, so you pull her hand away, and it's shaking. And as it's shaking, you see like nails, these sharp nails growing out of the hand, reaching for your eyes.
This is not Janessa.
I'm going to try to knock her down.
You knock her down?
There's no way.
Okay. Force.
Nope.
No success?
I do have a lock.
You have a lock? Use the lock.
Use my lock.
You only need a holy lock?
Luck says reroll failed dice.
Got it.
What? Oh, I have not been doing that.
Right?
I mean, now I know. That was only one time.
One success.
Wow.
Yay. So you run over and you knock her down, bringing her to the ground as she looks at you and just... And her like jaw dislocates into this horrendous like visage. And then as she reaches around and grabs, the blackness goes away, and it's just the four of you back in the library. And you have that item in your hand. Back in your hand that you're mulling between your fingers.
Y'all okay?
What the hecky is happening?
I don't know.
Chrissy, as you look down, you see your beautiful Lisa Frank folders are now generic, single-colored beige folders.
Who took my Lisa Frank folders? Who took my Lisa Frank folders? I had a one-of-a-kind unicorn.
Where are the folders right now? I just got tagged by some demons.
I think we've got bigger things to talk about.
I know we have... Something got screwed up. Every time we go into that loop, something in our universe changes, and this is not my folder. Look, but it's my stuff. That's my math homework. And that's the note from my actual boyfriend, Bobby. This is my detention slip. It's
maybe
not
Bobby
my folder.
Switched maybe Bobby switched them out. I don't know.
No, no one else has been in here.
And as you lift your head up, you see sitting in the middle of the library was not there before. An Echoplex.
I'm opening it.
You're opening it?
Yeah.
As you go over, you click it open, and you pull up, and you see inside this Echoplex...
Not a good sign.
You see that really expensive dress you've been wanting to get.
Oh my gosh. This is a Donna Karan original.
As you pull it out, perfect condition.
Oh my god, it's like the suede hasn't even been touched. I mean, that's like, I asked my mom for this and she said it was too slutty. Oh my gosh, I mean, Lisa Frank who, am I right?
It's slutty, it's a little slutty.
I know, but that's like that's the point. But seriously, if someone took my Lisa Frank
dresses,
my Lisa Frank folder, then...
Dean, are you okay?
I don't feel so good. That demon took a lot out of me. I just try to crawl. If it's gonna keep coming back, I don't know what we're gonna do. I felt like I was gonna die.
Suddenly the doors to the library open up, and it locks Mr. Baker. Fucking Bobby. You none of you heard me say that. You got me?
Well, none of us would have heard you say that if we didn't have
to be here.
I pull out my Sharp Wizard OZ700, which does have a recording feature to it.
Give me that.
I replay it. Fucking Bobby.
Mmm. Mmm, give me that.
She doesn't have to give you that.
It's my personal property.
One of you is going to have to give me something.
Why? You're just the one who just hers.
What do you want?
What do you have in your hand?
You want my homework?
It's a ring.
It's a what?
It's a ring.
Give it to me.
What is your problem?
What is your problem?
Give me the ring.
That's not fair.
No. She is not going to give you the ring.
I don't want.
Give
me
the ring or she's going to get another month's detention.
I'm going to get a month's detention.
On top of infinite?
Why does what I do affect her?
Because that's how it's going to happen. So you're going to give me the ring or he's going to get 2 months' detention.
I'll take 2 months.
And I'm pretty sure his dad will send him back to military school if that
happens. I'll take it.
You'll take it?
I'll take 3 months' detention.
You got 3 months. He's got 2 months anyway.
What? No, we can't even. You're not even bargaining. Why should we give it to you? You're just going to keep adding it no matter what.
Don't give it to him.
Well, you just gave me 3 months to feel bad. So you can't take it from her.
Well, I can just keep adding it up. I'm sure your mother would like to hear that. I'm sure your father would love to hear that.
I mean, are you going to give it back when we're done here today?
No, Leanne, don't.
Don't give it to him.
Leanne!
You will get this back at the end of the school year.
For me?
Did you say the school year?
For all y'all. Why do you want her ring anyway?
This is called a bargaining chip. Let me tell you something. Here's an adult lesson in your life. Have something someone else wants if you want something from them. So if she's going to get this ring back, you're going to destroy that recording.
Sir, I think this is called blackmail.
Very good.
Take out the tape.
School.
What?
And I break it.
Oh!
Thank you. And right as he puts his hand out to give you the ring, the doors burst open, and here comes the man in the suit. Barker! My old friend. And you see Barker's face just go pale.
Oh, this should be good.
As he looks around and goes, Wait. And before he can finish, the man in the suit puts his hands around Barker's neck and starts dragging him out of the library.
Did you drop the ring?
Nope.
No!
He's still in Barker's hand.
My ring!
Holding the ring.
My daddy gave me that ring.
As the doors close behind him.
I guess detention is canceled.
That's your takeaway from this?
We're getting that ring. I just busted a tape. That's a lot of money. We're getting your ring.
I need that ring. Yeah. Come on. Let's go.
Ricky.
I'm running after. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Let's.
Come on, Ricky. Be this punk that we know you to be. You have a reputation.
Hey, you know what? Do you want infinite detention?
No, but you went to military school. I don't know. Use some. I don't know what they do there.
People go to military school and they become
reformed. We're talking too much.
This one knows. All
right,
let's go.
I need my ring. I'm booking it after him.
So you guys start making your way down the hallway. And as you open the doors, it's almost like, it's not that the power's out, but it's certainly dimmer than it should be.
Okay. Well, it's all right. They must have.
It's power saving for the weekend. Yeah.
Let's keep going.
So you guys start, a little slower.
Start to make your way down. You're hearing different sounds. You're hearing the band in the distance. You're hearing what sounds like weekend basketball practice at the gym a little further down.
Can I...
Whistles blowing.
Investigate for a trail?
Sure, yeah.
Like a scuff marks or something on the mausoleum that are... Yeah. All right. Now I get my... So I add these dice onto this. Oh, yes!
A so how many are you rolling?
Four. I'm 7 dice.
7 dice. You need 1 success.
Watch this just not happen. This is where the power lies, my friends. The power lies within my mind.
If you believe.
Oh.
I am going to use a luck.
Fair.
You're kidding.
I need to buy my own dice! The Hyper RPG dice hates me!
Also, chat, you can give luck if you want. Do not forget.
So I'm using my luck, so this is a full reroll. Please. Yep, okay, I got one.
You got one. So you're definitely seeing on the ground, you see like little black drags as if like, yeah, scuff marks.
Cool, let's follow, okay. All right, this is where Barker's going.
All right, let's go.
I'd like to use my sneak because I'm a little nervous.
Okay, great.
Sneaky sneak.
And I have six for that. It's two successes. Put nice
magnetic ones, yeah.
No, they're the hyper force.
Okay, So you're sneaking. Are you trying to also talk everyone else into sneaking, or are you just going to be like the one against the wall is three? These other people are walking.
I'm like, I'm gonna
sneaking them, we gotta hit our
I'll roll my down. Lead.
Lead? Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you fail the lead, you can still sneak. But you can definitely roll the lead.
So here we go. That's, you know, seven dice or eight dice. So we'll see what happens. That's two successes.
So tell him.
Guys, we don't know if Barker's bad. I mean, he's not nice. We don't know what that guy's all about. I'm going to show you my secret, quiet cheerleading move. Because if we get too loud and the footballers hear us, they'll get too aroused. So we have to be quiet when we walk through the halls.
You all heard that. Does anybody want to respond to that?
No, we're coached that way.
What? There's a sexism problem here in this school.
All right, let's see that move.
I'm going to make a note of that.
So I do.
Hold on to that.
I do a quiet heel toe, like a cat might move, and that's how we have to walk through the hall. So I show them all the moves.
Why are you walking so sexual, though?
Because we're still women.
Oh, no.
Does anybody want to say anything, or are you just going to be like, let's all hear that and just button that away for
I'm just watching.
You're an observer.
It's fine with me.
I elbow him. Like, he's like real clean. Right. Like, yeah, you're next to line behind. They're just like.
All right, we'll do those.
Heel toe.
So you start heel toeing. How quickly are you going?
Very slowly. Well, no, actually, it's a relative pace. We have to move quickly to get to the field. We just don't want to. Get the footballer's attention, so we're moving quickly, just quietly.
Great, so as you're moving, you pass by a stairway, and you start hearing what sounds like murmuring coming from below the stairs, like downstairs. So even though you guys are on the first floor, this is like the basement that would lead to like the boiler room area, or maybe some like science classes and stuff like that, stuff where they'd be a lab. So you start to hear, you're hearing murmuring, like, but it's not super clear.
So that's our assignment, I think.
Are you down there? You think they're down there?
Well, I mean, it's a creepy place to go.
Does my investigate still cover this? Do I still see the track of where Barker is?
I'd say at this point, it's best to probably assume they made him like walk down the stairs. Yeah.
If they made him go down there at all.
If they made him go down there.
I think we should go down there.
Yeah, I mean, there shouldn't be anybody inside the building except for in detention. So whatever's going on down there is.
All right, get smart.
All right.
It's not my first time in detention.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So you guys start making. Stairs. You're making your way down the stairs, and you're hearing the conversation becoming a little more clear. It also sounds like someone is distinctly, maybe crying.
Before we go in, I take out my lipstick, and that's my iconic item, and I put it on, and that's a +2 to my rolls.
Okay.
For charm.
Okay. Fantastic. So you start to make your way down. You've stopped. And now has everybody seen her stop to like?
Okay.
I guess we're in no hurry. Do we need to look nice to go into this room?
Taking pictures or something?
These are men, and you have to know how to deal with them.
You're a teenager. You should not know how to learn how to deal with men.
Well, sometimes
she's a cheerleader, though. So
that's right. So we still have archaic views of sexuality.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. It's just what the 80s was all about.
Get to that door.
So as you get down further and further, you definitely start to hear the conversation more, and it sounds like you're very distinctly, there's like, it's not quite hard comedic sobbing, it's more just like, almost begging. And you're hearing the voice of the three of you know to be the suited man. Donovan, you didn't run into, the first time you're seeing this individual is him coming into the library, grabbing Mr. Baker and walking out with him by the throat.
Can I try to comprehend and hear what's being said?
Sure.
Out of the door.
Ooh, nice.
I'm gonna use all my mind skills whenever I can.
Yeah.
All right, so that is, once again, 7 dice.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Please. 2 successes.
2 successes, great.
Nice.
So,
I'd like to put my hand like against the door.
Yeah. What are they saying? And you're just hearing, please, please, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to get out. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to get out.
What do you hear? I think Mr. Barker's begging. He keeps saying, I just wanted to get out. I just wanted to get out.
You think he's like escaped from prison or something?
Well, maybe not prison. He's a total tool, so.
And then you hear, nobody gets out of the common. You live the common when you join the common.
We don't hear that, she does.
What
else are they saying?
I don't know if I was supposed to hear that.
What did they say?
He said, you can't leave the common. No one lives in the common and leaves.
The common?
Is that right? There's a common?
Can I roll something to like see if I recognize the common?
Yeah,
the word.
Do I recognize it?
There is comprehend for some of you. Jessica, you have a 1 on comprehend.
Yeah.
And Emily, you have a 3. You have a 3 on comprehend.
So I know.
So with your 1. You would have to go to the library and like investigate properly. With your 3, you might have heard rumors and hearsay. You have a little more knowledge on it.
So I don't get to roll to find that out?
I would like to,
so if I roll well, do I still have to go to the library to find out?
I would say rolling well for this would indicate you know you have to go to the library. If that makes sense. Like you know where you have to go to find out more information. But also you,
gotcha.
I just
you,
know.
You can also ask them. You can also say,
I don't know what that is.
Seen it in my investigations of the loop. I've seen the common come up a few times, but I didn't know if it was like a place, a common hall, or a group of people, or what.
So he left the loop. You think he left the loop?
I walked down there.
You're gonna open the door?
Yeah.
Open the door.
Okay. So you open the door and you see. I'm gonna have you roll for it. You gotta roll for it.
What do you want me to roll?
I'm gonna have you roll. Are you? So you're just barging right in.
Well, I'll sneak again. Ooh, why not? Cheerleader sneak. That's 2 successes. No, 3 successes.
Gosh, that's cheerleader sneak.
Okay. So how do you want to sneak?
So I have experience from coming home late at night past my curfew. Because, I put a body pillow where my body... My mom's drunk. She doesn't care.
Sure, sure.
So, but I do... But I can't wake her, otherwise she'll be pissed. So I'm really good at slowly turning the knob so it doesn't hear any clicks. And I look... I crack the door open enough to just realize that they're not going to see me in the view of the door. They don't see the door where they are looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I open it just a little bit further and slip in.
You're slipping in?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are the 3 of you gonna follow, or are you like, fuck that?
Why is she so good at sneaking?
I know. I'm going with her. I want to see what's going on in there.
Okay. So she left the door kind of ajar. She had to also sneak in, so I'm also gonna have you roll.
Stay out here in case they need help, or I'm gonna go in.
I don't want to go in.
All right, let me go first.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
That's 4 successes. Can I sneak and help them at the same time?
Can we get sneak assist?
You can do sneak assist.
Okay.
Cause yeah.
So. Right,
go slow.
Okay.
So as you guys go in, and you notice this is kind of like, this is probably where they would store the books during like summer and stuff like that. So all these books, kind of dusty in here.
Only bad things happen in that room.
Yeah, yeah. Probably some, there's probably rats in there. There's probably some illicit things that have happened in these rooms too at some point if someone had a key.
Chris, you're...
Brave.
I'm just listening.
So, as you go in and you see Mr. Baker on his knees, and you see the man in the suit just walking around him.
But he has not seen us.
No, because you got snuck in.
Yeah. What? Just one? Sure.
Nobody leaves the common unless given permission. The common is what keeps order. You have left order behind, Mr. Baker.
I am writing down all of this dialogue in my Sharp Wizard OZ 7000.
Okay, great.
God damn it, Bill. If he got out, do you think maybe your brother can get out? He might know, Mr. Barker might know where your brother is.
Mr. Barker goes, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to come back? I don't understand. And the man in the black suit goes, oh, no, no, no. There's no coming back. I just wanted to let you know why this was going to happen. And you see him wrap his arms around Mr. Barker and starts to smother him. As Mr. Barker's arm starts to flail, as the breath leaves his body, and you hear, as he lets go, and the ring rolls near your guys' feet. And as you look up and you start to see a man's life leave his body as he's being held, and the thumbs of the man in black thumbs start digging into his head, almost as if his head was made of nothing. And light starts to appear out of Mr. Barker. And this light goes through the room, and there is no more Mr. Barker.
How quickly did this happen? Because, like, we wouldn't have stepped in, or...
I think it's like you step in, and you're lying there, and you're just seeing this, the smother, the push, and maybe it's about, like, 30 seconds total amount of time.
I feel like I would try to stop it.
No, if you want to try to stop, I'm going to roll to try to stop you, because I would grab you. And
okay,
not,
well, then let that be the whole reality.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I wanted to, like go help him.
You go ahead and try, okay, and then I'm going to roll against you, so you know.
What do you want me to roll? Move?
It would be body and move, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I have body too, so I have
two successes.
Two successes, so.
And that's four. I have so it's four dice, right? If I have four body.
If you're trying to
force.
Let me.
I'm trying to stop force. Yeah. I'm using force, and that's a plus two.
Yeah. So you have two successes.
Yeah.
As long as you can top those two successes.
Please.
No.
No.
And you don't have any luck.
No, because I used my broken.
Oh, that's right.
What does that mean? Does that mean I automatically fail anything? Anyway?
On that?
Oh, we haven't dealt with their condition yet.
And I'm sorry, you're right, you're right.
That's why, yeah.
So I failed a lot.
You did, but not necessarily on troubles. That was more like
on
scenes.
Yeah, it was troubles. They were
like
scenes.
You're
100%
right. Yes, your condition, I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
So your condition was why you were like kind of panicked. That's why you were playing with the ring.
Yeah.
Even though the fact that you don't know your father, this is the one thing your father left for you was this ring. That's sort of why you started playing with it. So there is a condition. Five conditions makes you broken, so you please mark that down. You do have a condition.
Yeah,
thank you for reminding me. So you jump out.
Yeah.
And what
the fuck are you doing?
And the guy turns right as this light just erupts out.
Shit.
And he goes, and all this dust goes flying. And he looks at you and goes, young lady?
What did he ever do to you? Who are you?
Let's not concern ourselves with such things, huh?
I just saw you murder a man.
What man? There's no one here. It's just you and me and your friends over there.
Oh.
And he points over to the pile of books.
Oh, tits! Mr. Barker! Mr. Bob Barker! You know who I'm talking about!
Doesn't ring a bell.
You're a murderer! Someone call 911!
Shut up! Shut up!
Oh, well, you're on his side? It's okay? He murdered somebody?
Murder usually indicates there's evidence. And I don't think there's any evidence.
We have four eyes
here.
You're
making this worse for all of us.
Don't know what he can do.
And if I'm mistaken, I believe. I don't know. I think if you were to go through the school records and to some classrooms, I don't know if you would ever see that a Mr. Barker was ever here.
Who are you?
Should he get into records?
As I said, my dear, not important. As he starts to walk.
I can't charm him into answering anything.
Ooh. She does have that.
If you want to give that a go.
Yeah. It's 5+2. So watch out, Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody.
That's 1-2 success.
Ooh.
Guys,
you
are my favorite.
You do have that lipstick.
Oh, yeah. Man, I didn't know.
So he looks over at you and goes, "Who are we? We are the Common. And if I have one recommendation, don't fuck with the Common."
I guess Abby's for fuck.
And he starts to make his way out the door, and you hear him walking up the stairs.
Oh, give me the creeps.
Maybe my brother messed with the Common.
What is the Common?
I don't know.
I suppose it's about you sir. Right now, Ellie.
Look. First of all, is that's your ring, right?
Look at the ring.
I pick up my ring.
I'll get it later.
Oh, jeez.
Eleanor, did you get any of that on tape?
Can I roll to see if I recorded any of it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you had a spare
tape. Yeah, give that a roll.
I have one spare. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to, I guess, what would I roll, maybe?
I would put that on.
Mine?
Let me see. I would put that on. Yeah, I think.
Mine with my bonus item?
Program?
I think I'm going to put that on mine, and I'm going to put that on comprehend. Just to see, like, you in the right state of mind to push record?
Because I use it is my special item, I get 2 more dice?
Sure,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, nice. That's 9 dice. If I do not get a success out of this.
You're cursing yourself, my dear.
I know, I need to stop talking before I roll.
She actually didn't get any of them.
I have a bonus action! No, it was 0 earlier and I just got one.
Okay,
I think.
Great.
I've been watching it.
Okay, that yeah, and you know what? That's right. That's on me to have changed that and I apologize.
I keep using mine. I think I saw one more pop up when I had 0. Oh, thank you, whoever giving me luck. Okay,
you can do it. You can do it.
I need more. I think I'm all out.
Oh, you got 2. One. Okay.
Yeah, you got
2 successes.
Two successes.
3 successes.
Poggers.
Okay.
3 successes. Thank you for the rerolls.
So as you push on
the tape,
you push play, what do you hear?
We are the Common, and you do not fuck with the Common.
That's all you got?
I got his voice signature, so now we...
You didn't get the murder, though.
Oh, no, I did not record the murder.
Fucking goddamn it!
Wait, was he screaming during the murder? I don't think he was...
Well,
I don't know.
Well, there's definitely begging of some kind.
Oh, begging. I recorded the... I wrote down some...
We got some stuff.
I'm almost going to believe you, you're a kid.
And I will say...
Child.
So, despite this poof of dust and everything like that, there's no clothes, there's not a hint of anything.
No, I hear ya.
Yeah.
That's clear.
So people can disappear.
Disappear? That guy's dead.
We saw crazier shit in those visions, so yeah. I don't know.
Maybe we're
still in a vision...
But this is real life. I don't think this is a vision.
We're not in the game.
At least we don't have tensions.
Man is dead.
I understand, and I was the only one who was willing to do anything, by the way.
He was an asshole.
You could have gotten yourself killed.
Well,
let's get out of here before something else happens. More of those guys in the suits come back.
Is there anything to investigate?
Yeah, like
you can look.
I want to try and look around, yeah.
Okay.
This turn 3.
I'm just a farm girl. I don't have any mind.
2 successes.
Okay. So as you look around the room, all you kind of see is the scuff marks. But this is a room full of books, heavy things. It'd be hard to kind of prove that, oh, these are shoes of a dead man or anything like that.
Especially with modern medicine, not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not really any even signs of hair or anything like that.
There is absolutely nothing.
Oh, well, because
maybe him disappearing was a vision or something.
You guys.
No, I think this is real.
Bob Barker is dead.
Bob Barker.
I think his name was Robert, yeah. Robert Barker.
I mean, again.
Bob Barker.
He was an asshole, so.
I know, and.
But he was a teacher at our school.
But he's a person.
Not a good one, right?
He's not a good teacher, but.
Chrissy. He's a person.
And maybe. We don't know what this Common thing is. Maybe he was involved in some crazy shit.
Are there more people in our school from the Common?
Probably.
What time is it?
Your parents were not going to pick you up until about 1. I'd say it's about noon.
Okay, so we got some time to kill.
A little bit of time.
The word being kill. The operative word. Come on, guys, let's go.
So where are you guys going?
Back up the stairs and out.
Let's go to Mr. Barker's classroom.
Maybe he
left something in there. Maybe there's something of his that tells more about the common.
She might be right.
He was a shitty teacher who took stuff from kids. Who knows what else he has in his desk?
Maybe his classroom or something. Yeah.
Maybe there's some contraband in there. Let's go.
That's Ricky.
Maybe we shouldn't look in his desk.
Why you say that, Chrissy?
He said that there's no evidence that exists about from him.
Just because someone says that does something doesn't exist doesn't mean you shouldn't go after it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's like a waste of time. If it's a waste of time, it's a waste of time.
She's trying to find her brother.
You can go back to the library.
You might know
if you
something.
Fine, I'll go back to the library.
Family values.
You're going back to the library?
Sure.
Okay. So you guys are going to go to the class. So you go up the stairs. You're heading back to the library. You're heading towards Mr. Barker's classroom. We're going to stay with you for a minute. So you get back to the library. You open the door. And there's Bobby. What's up?
What's up? Why'd you come back?
I had nothing better to do.
Oh, that's cool. Quite a social life.
Huh?
Quite a social life.
Yeah, I know what you're telling me. I'm trying to fill it.
Bobby, detention's canceled, just
so
you know.
Are you there? No, you guys are in the class.
Oh, we're in the class. Okay.
Yeah, you're going the opposite way.
That's right. She's down there.
So what do you want to, wondering? I don't know. You want to go to a movie or get a burger or something sometime?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does the name Bob Barker mean anything to you?
Yeah. That asshole? Yeah, of course.
The teacher?
Yeah.
You know him? Your brain didn't get erased?
What are you on right now? Can I get some? What are you talking about?
Which is some? Actually, I gotta go.
So as you're going?
Yeah.
So is that a yes or a no to the burger?
Rain check! That's my running.
Where are you heading?
Your cheerleader running.
Okay, great.
Cheerleader, so you guys, running, cheerleader
sneaking. Yeah, we're looking around.
You guys get to the classroom, and where it would normally be like the placard that says Mr. Barker on it, paper's gone. The placard's there, but there's no implication of what this room is.
I want to open the drawers of his desk.
Classroom's locked.
Classroom's locked, okay. I want to use my body to try to... I want to see how weak the door is, because it's an old class, old school. So I want to try to barge.
Okay, you're gonna use your body for
and
sure.
And force.
Yep.
So that is 2 successes.
Mm-hmm. 2 successes, great. So you hit against it, and it kind of it doesn't necessarily completely bust open, but there's definitely like a.
It's locked. We gotta get in here.
Ricky, you're the delinquent. You have these skills.
I got this. I'm going to take out my pocket knife, and I'm gonna get the door.
Pick the lock.
Ricky, you had a knife the whole time.
Yeah, but I'm not advertising it.
Why didn't you tell us? I know. What could you use a knife earlier?
I got this.
No, you don't.
Listen, 2 years in military school has taught me a lot of things. It's my pride and joy and things that I learned there. I got this, and I open it up.
Okay. So you're able to just... But because it kind of bends in the middle with the force, it kind of just like... It's almost like it does this, so it drags a bit on the floor. It's like... It's like this awful sound. And as you go in, you see the windows are open, and there's just a couple papers. But it is as if the classroom has been completely emptied. There's not even desks. There's no chairs. The chalkboard looks like it's been recently clean. It's got that wet green look to it.
Can I investigate for something?
Yeah.
I'm looking for anything. Two successes,
great. One of the pieces of paper that's kind of doing that little dance, you grab it and you look, and it has Leanne's name on it.
Is that your full name?
And it says the thing that she said to Mr. Barker, that he's dumber than a bag of hammers.
What is that? Who wrote that? You wrote that?
No, it was on the floor.
That's my name. That's my full name.
Is that what you said to him?
I told him the truth. He's dumber than a bag of hammers. I mean, he's dead, but he's dumb.
I mean, he's pretty.
That's a good one.
He's pretty dumb.
Give me that.
But why was he keeping track of you?
Or maybe not him. Maybe somebody was keeping track of Mr. Barker's interactions.
Is there any more papers?
And right then, we're hearing. As you're running down the hallway.
You're not hearing me. You're a silent runner.
We're hearing scuffs. We're
no!
hearing some scuffs. You didn't roll for shit. But we're hearing like, it's like you're done, like you're pushing this broken ass door open. You're coming in.
How was the library?
Fine. You guys.
Cool.
No one's memory is erased. Bobby knew who Bob Barker was.
You were down there alone with the killer?
Is this the right classroom? Are we in the right classroom?
There's three Bob.
No, this is math. This is Mr. Barker's math class, because I would sit in that corner by the window and I would look out the window.
Yeah, that's that same tile was under. Wait, you said you saw Bobby and he said he still remember him?
Yeah, I just don't want to be alone. I'm so sorry.
Wait, did you just say you think Bobby's a killer? Or the killer?
No, that's what everybody calls it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he may have killed a guy, I don't know.
Is he part of the common?
How did Bobby leave and then come back in?
That's pretty astute. I don't know, he's just like a
God damn, you're right.
Like that. Oh, come on, you guys, conspiracy theories, blah, 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 blah.
Excuse me, I don't think you read as much as she does, and I tend to believe the smarter one here.
Well, there's things that happen, and that guy does not look like Bobby.
Does not look like Bobby?
The guy who killed Bob Barker doesn't
look like Bobby. There's a lot of Bobs in our lives.
Weird stuff goes on around here. He could easily
might want to just stick to calling him Mr. Barker.
Mr. Barker.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, I know,
I gotcha. Mr. Barker.
Yeah, well, but he could have been, who knows, he could have been informing him. God. The common sounds like,
Ellie,
it sounds like a plural.
This is why you have a hard time making friends, because you have wild ideas.
No.
We all know what the loop is about, and that's a thing that we have to deal with.
I think you're onto something. Bobby left, and then that guy came for Mr. Barker, right?
The guy said he was not going to be here anymore. Everyone's going to forget about him, right?
Yeah, but we haven't forgot about
him. But Bobby remembered him. Bobby remembered him. Okay. Let's go find Bobby.
Let's go downstairs and talk to Bobby.
All right. So you guys are going to go into... You're going back, heading towards the library. When you go into the library, Bobby's not there.
God damn it. Bobby!
Bobby!
Guys, this is like a wild goose chase.
I thought you said he was here.
He was. You know,
did you say something to him? Scare him off?
What is your...
Just checking. Well, he's not here now, so I'm just wondering.
I don't scare anybody off. Everyone likes me.
Okay.
Do you like her?
It's complicated.
It's all right. Look, I'm not trying to upset you. I'm just trying to see if something happened and maybe...
I told you exactly what happened.
Okay.
Bobby said that he still knew Mr. Barker, and then he may have asked me out to a burger, and I didn't give him an answer, but I wanted to tell you guys, so I came found you.
She's cheating on her boyfriend.
I'm not cheating on my boyfriend.
Well, you've been with one Bobby, you might as well be with all of them.
What do you think I am?
That is a step too far.
That is also an assumption. Okay.
I think it was right on the
You didn't
nose.
Answer him. You didn't say no.
Well, because I was busy coming to you guys.
That's fine.
Can I look for the yearbook that Bobby touched earlier?
Sure.
All right, so it's going to be an investigate. Just an investigating little person. That's me. I'm an investigating boy. I'm a good sleuth boy. That is one success.
Okay, great. So you walk over, and there's the yearbook sections. Mm-hmm. You're going through and you're running your fingers down trying to find the right one. There's the one that's slightly ajar. That was clearly, because the rest of these are kind of covered in dust. Ain't nobody digging through for old yearbooks for the most part. As you pull this book out, what are you looking for?
I guess to see if he, why
I mean, I know he touched this. He got this yearbook to bother me.
See if your brother's still in there.
Yeah, or... See, my brother went missing, and we all know who my brother is.
Yeah, but now that...
See if Mr. Barker's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look and see if Mr. Barker's in the yearbook.
Great.
Cool.
So as you're flipping through page after page after page, not only is Mr. Barker not in the yearbook, there's a new teacher you have not heard of.
Wait.
Where Mr. Barker would have been.
Fruit Fairy.
Who's that right there? Who's that?
It says Carrie Baker.
Carrie Baker?
That's not Mr. Barker.
That's not Mr. Barker at all. Can I look for Bobby in the yearbook?
Yeah, although I don't think he would. This would be your brother's grave.
Oh, that's my brother's grave.
Well, I don't know how long has Bobby been around here, but I don't know.
You can look.
Well, like, is it a high school? Is it like a five? Is it like a middle school through high school?
This is the high school. This is the high school.
We can look at the other.
Oh yeah, we should look at the most recent yearbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I put that one back. I want to look in the most recent yearbook and see if Bobby's in there.
Okay.
Do I need to roll an investigative check or?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if I can really find this yearbook. 1 success.
Great. So there's the yearbook. You pull it out. You go flip
it. This was last year's.
As you find the photo, there is Bobby. Not like the Bobby you're familiar with, though. This looks like a more clean cut, put together, less mohawk-y looking kid.
That's Bobby right there.
No, that can't be Bobby.
That's Bobby.
We would recognize him as that, though, because we were in school with him at the last year.
Well, it's up to you. Did you guys realize that it seemed like Bobby went through a change?
Got it.
Over last year? Or is it like, wait a minute.
God, I didn't realize he was the same guy.
I know.
This can't be Bobby.
His name's Robert.
Does it say who his teachers were?
Why would it say that in a yearbook?
Well, it says homeroom.
Homeroom, yeah, you're right.
It says... Carrie Baker. That was his homeroom last year.
And it was Barker last year? Barker had him in his homeroom last year.
Yeah, and they had this woman in here.
It can't be the same guy, because if it was, then he would have killed Mr. Barker a while ago.
I'm going to go up to the desk and see if Barker's notebook is still there, where he was writing down all our names and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You go up. It is not there.
I was going to forge it, say that we finish our goddamn detention. Let's see. I have it with him.
Shoot.
And it's 12:45. Your parents will be back in 15 minutes.
And I destroyed that tape that was our one physical evidence that Mr. Barker was alive.
I'm going to go wait out front with my mom.
Chrissy, you're just going to leave us?
Like we're some group of investigators and like...
There's clearly crazy stuff going on here.
Right?
You don't want to get to the bottom of it?
Witness this.
You guys are looking for crazy things.
You really want to go back to normal, boring, shitty life when there's this stuff to look into?
Normal, boring, shitty life. It's weird things happening all the time.
Yeah, but this is our chance to actually find out what's going on.
This is our chance to do something.
We witnessed something that is... indescribable.
I don't think anyone's going to believe us about this, though.
No,
that's
I don't.
What I mean.
I'm not even here.
Can I use my pride?
Sure.
To, like, I guess motivate? Or lead?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Because my pride is, when shit hits the fan, I don't back down.
Ooh.
Do it. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try. So I just, do I add that to...
Pride is auto.
So
pride is an auto success. So okay, cool.
Ooh.
Look, Chrissy, I know you, and I know you're scared. This is really scary. I'm scared too. But we're the only four people here that have seen this happen and can do something about it. Leanne, look, I know you're new here, but come on. Surely, like I know weird stuff has been going on, but this is personal. We know something bad is going on, and we can't ignore that. Everybody else seems to ignore these things, but
I don't want to be one of those people. What about you?
I'm with you. This place is shit. Anything I can figure out to get out of here and crazy stuff, let's do it.
She's right. She's right, Chrissy. You gotta help.
Fine.
Okay.
I'll help.
Look, we know it's scary, but together
we already covered the fact that I'm scared.
But at least we're together, right?
Mm-hmm. There's four of us.
When's the last time you saw a guy with a suit similar to that?
I've never
even seen that suit.
Wait. You said you saw...
Did you get a drawing of that guy in case we see him again?
Oh, yeah, I did. Did I draw that? Did I sketch the dude?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know how much time you had.
Yeah.
I mean, but you did just see him. You could sketch him now if you wanted
to. Can I try and sketch him now?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to the cops or something. Like,
I'll see how I'm going to roll for how well I sketch him.
The cops in this town, they're not going to believe any of this.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
True.
You sketch him?
I get success. So
you pull out your
well.
Book. You start sketching. It takes, to do this so well, it takes a little bit of time, so now it's like 12:50, 12:52.
Well, look, there's not much we can do about it today.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my dad's gonna be here to pick me up, and...
Yeah, I gotta walk home.
Gotta do a bunch of chores later, so...
But we can make a promise that we don't tell anybody, but we do figure out what happened.
I'm not going to tell my grandma. She'll have a heart attack.
I'm not going to tell my parents.
My mom wouldn't believe me.
No, that.
All right. Well, where should we meet up?
We could do under the bleachers. That's a fun makeup spot.
There might be other people there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't really know anything else.
See, maybe something a little more private where we can talk.
All right, look, there's an equipment shed behind room 3. The lock never actually catches.
Why don't you guys just come over to my place and move me in my barn?
There is,
we can go to your barn.
I will say, there is George's old treehouse.
Oh, I have a place. It's not too far from here. It's my brother's old treehouse.
I'll be there, just tell me where.
All right.
All right, I write down my address to everyone.
I don't need it.
All right, you guys want to meet there tomorrow?
Yeah,
I'm already walking to the front of the school to go get picked up.
All right, she'll probably meet her parents, and we'll see you.
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
So you guys make your way to the front of the school, and Chrissy, your mom is there.
She's there early?
Like, I have another class I gotta get to. I got another gyzercise class. Let's go.
Okay. Sorry.
As you get into the car, she starts it up. So how was the tension?
Fine.
Is that Parker girl?
Yeah.
Didn't you used to know her or something?
I still know her.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with you.
What?
I don't feel like we get to talk anymore. I ask you questions, your answers are short. I want to know who you are, you're blossoming.
I'm not blocking you.
No, you're blossoming.
I'm not blossoming.
I don't want to have the relationship with you that I have with my mother, which is not really one.
Well, that takes two to tango, Mom.
That's fair. Do you want to come to my class with me?
I don't have the right outfit.
I brought you clothes.
Oh. Okay.
And we can go to a movie after.
Shoot!
What?
I forgot something at the library.
I'm gonna be late. Whips the car around.
I run back to the library and I grab the Donna Karen dress.
Oh, shit, that's right!
And I fold it into... Oh, God, I can't fold it. Shit.
I can't fold
the suede. I walk out cradling it in hopes that it doesn't look like what it is.
Okay.
And I go to the back of the car and put it in the trunk later.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's the jazzercise clothes your mom put in there.
And I grab those and like kind of hide, like put a blanket on top of the dress.
Great.
Sorry.
So you get in the car. So what movie do you want to go see?
We're going to an exercise.
Yes, afterwards. I said we can go to a movie after.
Oh. Gremlins could be fun.
That could be fun. As the car starts to go down the road, aww, off to the jazzercise class, Ricky, your dad, pulls up.
All right. Let's do this. Hey, Dad.
How was it?
It's fine. Totally uneventful, just normal detention.
Great. You want to go get burgers?
Sure. Sounds good.
Cool. He starts to drive down the road. Leanne, your mother, pulls up with your grandmother. I got your hash browns.
Thanks, Ma.
And they look as they see Eleanor walking down the street. Is that your friend? She need a ride?
I rolled the window down. Hey, Ellie, you need a ride?
Are you sure?
We can drop you off.
Where do you live, honey?
I live on Flower.
All right. That's not far. Come on in. You gotta sit next to my mom. She's nice.
Okay.
I have a vaccine.
And I'm just very trying to hold in how excited she is. She's very excited.
In the middle seat, we have some leftovers. We got breakfast this morning. My baby's got hash browns. There's some pancakes if you want some. There is some syrup on it, but go crazy.
Okay. And she's like, she's so excited right now. She's just like, yes.
Like looking over her like, don't eat too fast, man.
The grandmother looks over. You're the Parker kid.
Yeah.
Your brother was a very nice boy.
You knew my brother?
He used to mow my lawn. He's a very sweet boy. I'm so sorry. And she puts her hand on your hand and squeezes it.
I tear up a little, yeah.
As the car continues to drive down the road. We cut to later that night, and we are back in Chrissy's house, as Chrissy has now put on this dress. looking at herself in the mirror.
What is your favorite song playing?
And what is that song?
Like my favorite song is Drive by the Car. It's like uber romantic, but like sad romantic. And I'm like, I would date you.
And you hear against your window.
So I'm like really scared. I sneak to the window.
Okay, roll more. Roll for
sneak. You're gonna sneak everything. I'm gonna investigate everything. It's great.
It's one success, 3-1.
Oh, success. Great. So you're able to kind of go over your look, and you see it's Bobby.
Which?
Bad boy Bobby.
Bad boy Bobby!
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
He sees you do this. What?
Go away.
Hey. You never gave me an answer on that burger date.
I'm dating somebody.
I don't see him here. But I brought you a burger. And he holds up the styrofoam.
Like, say anything.
It's just both hands on one styrofoam.
I brought you a burger.
I wish I was there with you.
You look great.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you look real nice. That dress compliments you.
Thank you. Did you watch me put it on?
What? No, you're on the second story.
I know, but you're...
I'm down on the ground. What are you talking about?
I'm coming down.
So you come on down.
God.
You open the door. Are you still in the dress?
Yes.
Okay, so you come on down. And he's like eating a burger, but he's had the styrofoam other burger.
Did you get it from Rocky's?
Where else would I go?
Well, I don't know. You could have bad taste.
I don't. That's why I'm talking to you.
That is very inappropriate. I am with somebody.
Where's he?
He is studying.
On a Saturday night?
Yes, he's got SATs.
Saturday night.
You gotta date a more fun guy, girl.
Listen, you seem like a very cool dude.
Thank you.
Thank you for the burger.
You're welcome.
I'm in a relationship.
And? I just brought you a burger.
Okay, then as long as we know that it's just burgers, then that's fine.
Just burgers.
Just burgers. And maybe a shake. Did you give me a shake?
Demanding, demanding.
I'm not demanding, just you have to get a Rocco's.
But I did.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks.
So are you home alone right now?
I'm not home alone.
Okay. I wasn't saying it, I was just curious.
Well, it's a weird question.
I'm just wondering why you want me to be so quiet.
Well, because a boy bringing
a burger is a big deal to your family?
It's a weird thing.
Is it?
We could tell about well, the way we'd like.
My mom's drunk and we didn't, she just don't want her to hear. Anyway, I'm gonna go inside.
Okay. See you at school.
Sure.
Bobby starts to walk down the street. Do you go back in the house or do you watch him for a while?
Oh, God. I watch him for a little bit.
Okay, great.
What'd he do?
What did he do?
He just gave you a burger and a shake.
Is he walking or does he go to his car?
Oh, no, he's walking.
I feel like I'm going to stop him and then I don't. When I go inside.
You hesitate?
What?
You hesitate?
And for then a second, I'm like, and then I look at the burger and I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat the burger.
So you walk in and you close the door. Bobby turns around, smiles, starts continuing walking down your driveway, goes left, past the bushes. So even if you were to look out, you wouldn't see him anymore.
Okay.
As he gets in his car, closes the door, now none of you see this, none of you are aware of this.
I know, but I feel like...
Bobby reaches into his leather jacket and pulls out Mr. Barker's notebook.
Oh, Bobby!
And hands it over to a person in the passenger seat.
Oh, no.
And says, I don't think they know anything.
Oh!
As he starts his car, and you start to hear the opening chords of... as the car drives down the street, kicking up dust.
No.
We cut to Monday morning.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least you played it cool. Because like, had you been like, what's up? Had you tried to interrogate him, that would have been bad.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
So you guys come into the school. It's Monday. And you suddenly hear Eleanor, you're walking up,
oh,
and
gosh.
You hear...
Here we go.
Hey, Eleanor!
Oh my gosh, someone used my real name.
And it's the band kid who was throwing shit at you earlier on Saturday.
Does he have a name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Mark.
I just wanted to say, if Chrissy told you anything about me, it's totally not true, but I also just wanted to say I'm sorry, and that I hope we're cool, and, Yeah.
Can I roll to lie?
Yeah.
What would that be?
It would probably be charm. Charm, yeah. Charm.
All right, I didn't have anything in that. Yeah, so, I mean, just. Oop, I got two hearts because I moved it to my body. So, we'll see how good I am at lying. And nope.
No.
Chrissy told me.
You sold that really hard.
Yeah.
What did she tell you?
Oh no, I thought I failed at lying. So I'm just
I know, that's why he's asking you.
Yeah.
He's
yeah. Like... Oh yeah. Well, it had to do with, and I'm like looking for something on him to like try and like think of it. I'm like, you cheated to get first chair in Drummond. That's your secret, and I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Fucking weird, Commodore.
Oh, darn it. Darn it!
Starts walking away to his first class, and you standing out in the front. Ricky, Leanne, and Chrissy come walking up, all like separately, kind of a thing, but they see you.
How's it going?
All right.
What'd that band guy say to you?
Well, he apologized, and he was hoping that Chrissy hadn't told me anything, so...
Oh, that he wet his pants in fifth grade?
Oh, darn it! I said he was, like, first chair in band, or he cheated to get first chair in band. Yeah, that wouldn't be a very good secret.
Oh, no, totally...
You can tell by the way he acts, he peed himself in fifth grade.
He didn't even just pee-pee, he poo-pooed.
Damn, that is funny.
Dude, it is funny.
I'm telling everybody that Mark shit his pants.
Fine, he's a dick.
I'm like so happy that like people are shitting on Mark. I'm like, yeah.
Feeling alive.
I'm feeling. I have. This is the first time I have like people who want to talk to me.
All right, I gotta go.
Did you guys tell your parents anything?
I don't know.
We didn't promise. Did you?
I didn't say anything.
You're the first person to ask.
Nah.
I thought I'd ask.
My parents can't think about this stuff anymore.
All right, so what's the plan? You did your research and you did your thingamabobber? Like, you had it?
I mean, I just written, it's all, I mean, I just kept looking into common, and I just kept saying, I kept finding the word in all of my notebooks, but nothing more.
You guys, there's no plan. We haven't been able to solve anything.
Did you see Bobby again?
No.
Okay. Has anybody seen Bobby?
Wait, are you lying though?
I'm not lying.
You seem mighty evasive to me.
Well, then I'm gonna fucking charm the fuck out of you right now. You watch.
You watch. You watch as I charm
I'm gonna
you.
Take a re-roll. Oh.
I'm doing like the Larry David, like, analyzing her.
I'm gonna take the other re-roll.
Oh my gosh!
I feel like you're lying to me.
I'm not.
And right as you say that, Bobby comes walking up. Hey, did you like the burger?
Shaylock!
What
Shaylock!
Burger? What burger? What burger?
Y'all went to what burger?
Y'all went to what burger?
No, I bought a burger at Rocky's for her.
Well, then why would you have to ask me if it's good? We all know Rocky's burger is just good.
You're funny as hell. He opens the door and just goes into the school.
You talk to him. How? What are you saying?
Just lying to us?
I'm not lying. I'm just saying, like, he got me a burger. There's nothing significant about that.
But you didn't ask him anything.
What is there to ask? We told him.
You say the word. What's the word? Guys, what's the word?
If we're going to be in this conversation, we have to go to your brother's.
We can't talk about it here.
Okay. That's actually a very smart call.
As the bell rings, you guys start to enter your school. You start making your way to what was once Mr. Barker's class. Mm. And you see on the placard, Carol Baker.
Carol Baker? Carrie.
Carrie
Baker.
Parker?
That's Parker, right? Baker?
Baker.
Because it used to be Mr. Baker, Barker. And then I said Barker and I fucked that up. So
Mr. Barker, Carrie Baker.
Yep, Carol Baker.
Carrie Baker.
Parker.
So come on in, everybody. Come on. Class is going to start. Leanne, how are you?
Good, ma'am.
Thank you. Hopefully we don't have another incident like you and I had last week.
What incident did I have last week,
well,
ma'am?
You said some things about me that were very upsetting, little miss.
What was...
Don't act like you forgot. Please take your seat.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And you sit down. They all look at the class. She sits down and goes, "Hello, class." And the whole class in unison, "Hello, Mrs. Baker." She starts to go through the studies. Eleanor, you're heading to the thing that got you in trouble. You start heading to the administration. See if you can find anything. Be it on Mr. Baker, on Bobby.
Yeah. Our honor roll, we get to serve the school. So we get to be in the administrative office.
So you go in and there's the secretary at the desk. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Miss Anderson.
How are you? How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
I got breakfast.
Ooh, where?
I got breakfast with a friend.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. You're making friends.
I'm
so happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Anderson.
Where did you go? Did you go to that nice little breakfast nook place down on 3rd?
Yes.
so good.
It's so good. I got the pancakes. Pancakes.
Oh my god.
Pancakes.
They make them endless, and that is dangerous. I'll plow them away. I'm mad with them when they came.
Could you imagine if they started doing burgers?
I was wondering. You see, I'm helping out Miss Baker this afternoon.
Okay. Lovely.
She's the best math teacher I think we have here.
10 years at this school. It's unreal.
She wanted me to pull something from her file. It was like an old test she was looking for.
Okay.
She wanted to like kind of give it as a pop quiz test. She wanted me to pull some answers from it. Do you mind if I see her folder?
Yeah, go for it. Do what you gotta do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm in. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Ms. Anderson just starts typing. That's some stuff.
I picture the woman from Grease. Yeah. the front office lady from Grease. All right, so yeah. I'm in the administrative folders and I'm pulling out Ms. Baker's folder.
Okay. So pull up Ms. Baker's folder, you open it up, and it is extensive.
All right, I'm gonna look. Can I look for the word common? Can I investigate for that?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. What is it? Oh, can I also use my Sharp Wizard OZ-7000? Mm. Because I have the word common written in my notes.
Do you have any? You don't have any Lux, right? Who has Lux left?
I don't, actually. I'm out of Lux.
You have a Lux?
You're out of Lux.
Give us Lux! So unless I got another one, I don't.
See,
the only luck right now is Ricky's.
I used one. Did another one?
Oh, then I guess that is my mistake.
We ain't got shit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We're not very lucky.
We ain't found shit.
Hopefully we can.
That's my That's a fail. I do not find anything with common.
So you decide. You can decide right now. Do you want to try and sneak this folder out so you can investigate it further, or are you just kind of rapidly trying to look through it?
I'm gonna sneak this folder out.
Okay, I'm gonna have you roll for sneak.
All right, at least I have a sneak. I do have some sneak. Yeah.
You got this. You got this.
You don't have it.
We were rolling so well.
I know.
You can push. You can take a condition and then re-roll it
if you want to take a condition.
I'll take a condition and re-roll.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and you just got a reroll in
as
well.
Oh, I did! Can I use that reroll first?
You sure can.
Okay. Now, actually, put me at 4. That's 4 I've gotten throughout the day. So
you've got a breaking point. Nice.
I've got a breaking point.
Oh, you do?
I do.
So correct.
Auto-succeed this.
And we still have some time. So you can either auto-succeed and take a condition, or you can just try and reroll this and then do a reroll on a broken if you want.
I'm going to auto-succeed.
Auto-succeed?
Yeah.
For the broken?
Nice.
Yep. Okay. Great. So you're... Put the folder. Where are you putting the folder?
I have a really nice messenger bag, so I'm putting it in my What's it called? Catcher finder.
Trapper keeper.
I'm putting it in my trapper keeper.
Yeah.
Great. So you put the folder. You put the folder in your bag, and as you're walking out, this is your condition. The secretary looks at you and goes. Find everything you need to find.
Mm-hmm. Got those test answers.
Fantastic. And as she puts her head down and starts to type, you see an image, and it's a missing persons poster of your brother. It's dusty because it's been so long. And something about that just starts to bring on, not quite a panic attack, but it is these emotions, seeing this photo.
Yeah.
But also the dust, realizing how long it's been. And that no one's cleaned it is that no one in this town really cares.
Yeah, it's still like on a cork board and it's just like, there's other stuff
right next
on top
to like,
of it. Yeah.
Right next to like Bake Off Halloween costume contest that happened 3 weeks ago.
So since she's broken, she has to find her.
We're not doing breaks until we get to 5 conditions.
Okay.
So I'm upset.
Yes.
I'm upset.
Do they carry over to the next?
Yes, conditions will carry over, so that therefore, either at the end of this session, we can try and heal conditions, or the beginning of the next session.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool.
Right, yeah. I'm just like, kind of under my breath, I'm just like, I'm going to find you, George. I promise. And head off the
class. The feels.
As we're reaching.
Thank you for the broken. Thank you for putting me at the broken. Thank you. Now I'm broken.
So I will say, reaching near the end of our first session, let's go about to the anchors to start healing some of those conditions.
Yeah. Let's get our anchors.
So people with conditions right now are Ellie, Yes. Lillian.
Perfect.
So the school bell rings. The four of you converge at first. Do you want to talk about that? Everyone seems to know who Mrs. Baker is.
Oh, to them?
Yeah.
Guys, I just came for math. Something weird's going on. All the kids, they it's like they know her. They know the teacher. They know Baker. It's not Barker. It's like they swap.
Them?
Yeah, like it's like they swap like positions or something. Like this person is they replaced her. Replaced him.
We're like replaced, but like look what I got. And I kind of show like a push. I like show open my bag and I open my Trapper Keeper just like a little bit into the manila folder. I'm like,
what's that?
That is Miss Baker's file.
What's in there?
Ellie, you're gonna get in trouble again.
I promise. I did it. I had a lot better story this time. Last time I had a very bad story. This time I worked on it. And look, I'm gonna go through it at my house. We're gonna find something. I know it. This stuff doesn't happen. If Miss Baker is replaced, who else can be replaced? Your dad? Your mom?
What are we gonna solve though?
My parents? Like, look, just trust me, okay?
And also, even even if we don't care about the switch, the fact that we know what happened and nobody else seems to.
Why weren't
we
marked
out for something?
That's the question.
They might still come after us. Whoever they, when this common thing is. I'm not just gonna sit around and wait for them to come after me.
No, that's a good point.
Figure out what's going on.
I would want to meet up, but I'm feeling a little shook up today. Just thinking about my brother.
I understand. It's really weird.
So as you guys start to separate, gonna go to Leanne first. Who's your anchor?
My grandma.
So you're heading home. You open the door. There's your grandmother in the living room. And for those of you who don't know, anchoring is a person or a place that can help you heal a condition. Because once you hit five conditions, you are every roll you do fails.
That's right.
So you want to make sure you heal conditions within the game. Mm-hmm. So you go to your grandmother.
Hey, Mima.
Sit.
I'm feeling so good.
What's wrong?
You ever had something like really weird happen to you and you think it's only you?
That's just called puberty, honey.
Oh my god. It's happening to other people at the same time, though.
That's just called puberty, honey. Okay. What are you talking about? Explain it a little further.
Nothing. I feel like I'm seeing stuff that I shouldn't be seeing. Like the world's like upside down.
Oh baby, that's just being at your age. Feeling like the world's not listening to you. Ain't nobody hearing you. Maybe things are either boring or too fast. Eventually get to a point where you realize those are just thoughts. Just things. Eventually you slow down, you appreciate the little moments.
You think?
Moments like these. I ain't gonna be here forever, baby.
I know, Mima. I love you.
I love you too, my baby. Come, let's watch TV. Oh. And she puts her arm out and just like holds you. So condition healed. Going over to Eleanor.
Yep.
What is your anchor?
My anchor is Carol Mills, the local owner of the Boulder City Comic Book Store.
Right. So you go in, you open the doors. Ellie!
Hi, Carol.
How are you, baby?
I'm doing okay.
You gotta see the stuff we got today. We got some fantastic books. You're gonna love it. I've already put aside a couple for you.
Oh, really? Like what?
She runs over, picks up a bunch of books. This one here is a horror book. It's called The Creepies. You don't want to make sure you read that one maybe right before bed. That's when it's really going to hit you.
Okay.
This is the newest issue of Batman. You don't want to read that one.
Do you? After our experience.
Oh, no. I might go over to Superman for a while after
I had a bad dream.
Oh, you gotta read the Superman comic. Alan Moore wrote it called What to Do with the Man with Tomorrow. What to Get the Man with Tomorrow. Hold on, let me go grab that one. She walks over and starts looking through some comics.
Hey, Carol.
And you're looking around the shop. Uh-oh. Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
This is like a real question.
Ooh. And she stopped looking through the books. It gets off like the little ladder that you would put in like a bookstore.
Just like around his comic book store. Yeah.
I love it.
Like an old store.
And she just kind of leans on it. Yeah.
Say you saw something bad happen. And you were the only person to see that happen. Would it be? This is for a friend. Sure. I saw a friend of mine saw someone get hurt.
Okay.
And I'm trying to help her.
Right.
What would you do? Say you were the only person who saw something happen, or you were the only person who knew you could do something about it. Would you do something about it?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
As she starts pushing the book and starts pointing, what would Superman do? As she puts it in your pile and goes behind the counter.
Oh. Answers my question.
So, condition healed?
Condition healed. No longer upset.
Yes.
Going to that night, Ricky's sitting in his living room, or entering his living room, and his dad sleep on the couch. The only light is the TV reflecting on his father.
Oh, Dad. I'm gonna go cover him up, turn off the TV.
Aww.
Just you and me, man. We gotta figure this out.
As you go in the kitchen, and there's a plate of food with a note on it that says Richard.
It's been tough without Mom and Phil going off to college, but I'll be all right. Thanks, Dad.
As we go over to Chrissy in her room with her new Lisa Frank folders.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my God. Trouble solved.
Trouble.
With the power of money.
And you hear against the window.
Oh, God.
Put my folder down, go straight to the window without looking, and I lift it up and I said, leap.
And it's Mr. Baker.
What?
Pointing, hand out, eyes open as lights erupt out. And that will bring us to the end of this episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop.
Oh my God!
Well, too bad that was a one-off.
Oh, my God.
It's not a one-off. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. So, this is a new series we're starting. It's technically Volume 4 of Blood Curdling Tales, but we're now rejiggering the show, so we're going to continue this story with these characters and these actors. We really hope you dug it. We hope you dug the system. Again, this book... Oh, boy. The worst...
I got crap. Oh, I got it.
This book sucks.
The worst possible thing...
Go! Get my ring, mother! Oh, yeah, get your ring back!
So, Tales from the Loop, go get this book. There's also a monster manual along with this book that tells you about all the creatures. We didn't see too many creatures in this one, but don't worry, we are going to. Those are going to be in this world.
I don't know. Replacement Baby was pretty awful.
Yeah, Replacement Baby!
Horrifying Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please, do not worry. Visions are still going to be a thing, so please feel free to throw those in there. But really hope you guys dug this. So yeah, please go on the Reddit. We are starting a Reddit that it's already up there.
I'm gonna have to start talking about things because of what I just saw.
I know. Yeah. So go on the Reddit. We want to hear what you guys think about this. Any theories you guys have? Go in there. All of us are gonna be in there talking about this show. Let people know on Twitter. Let the company know if you go buy this book that this was the show that made you want to do it, and Hyper and all those other things. But guys, again, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this. And I'm really looking forward to see where this journey takes us. Going around the room, of course, Janelle, where can people find you online?
At Janelle Santa Cruz and on all the social medias. And I just got my Twitch affiliate last night. Yay! I'll be streaming some Overwatch probably later tonight. I've been doing that a lot with Andy. We're going to do some Sea of Thieves role-playing soon as well.
Woo! Nice.
Fun. Cool. Fun.
Emily.
You can find me at Twitter and Twitch at Frankly_Emily, and then add an extra underscore on Instagram. And yeah, you catch me streaming on, I have my Twitch schedule on my Twitch channel. I like to play video games.
Do you?
Fantastic. Scott.
You can find me on the social media at Norse Meat, and I just had a review go up on figures.com of the next HeroClix set. It's more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So you can check that out. And tomorrow I'll be back to play some Warhammer.
You know her.
Oh.
You were supposed to jump right into it.
Well, that's how I jump into it, Cameron. My name is Jessica Lynn Verdi. I'm really hard to find because my name is different in a lot of different places. I'm hopefully Jessica Nerdy in some ways. Jessica Verdi at Twitter. Messica Dirty on Instagram.
Messica Dirty.
You know, I got a lot of nicknames. It's really unfortunate.
That's good branding.
I'm killing it. And I just want to, everyone, shout out to Cameron on his social media. Give him some love, because that was fucking great.
Please thank Cameron.
As for me, twitter.com/JurassicAlien, and I also just got Twitch affiliated.
Yay!
And so part of that Friday, I'm going to be at noon our time. I'm going to be replaying Batman Arkham Asylum.
Ooh.
So go on there, and I'll twitch.com/JurassicAlien. I'll be talking about, I'll just talk about Batman for a couple hours, about 2 or 3 hours. I'll be doing that. So go check that out. And also, I put out, if you like horror movies, I put out a video on my YouTube, which is youtube.com/JurassicAlien, the 5 films to check out if you dug Hereditary. So go check out that one. Nice. No spoilers in that. So if you haven't seen Hereditary, don't worry about it. Just go watch that video and it'll be great. Guys, stick around here because we got P&P coming up. It's our Star Wars RPG. Super exciting stuff. And again, thank you so much for watching. We're going to see you next week with more adventures. We're going to see what else we can cook up for this crew. And we'll see you in the Reddit. We'll see you on Twitch. And we'll see you in the Discord.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.